This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Heyman Sylvester Incorporated will help you hit an all-time low.
Fuck what you heard. Fuck what you heard. Fuck what you heard. Fuck what you heard. My G's are the worst. Fuck what you heard. My G's are the worst. Diss me, that's a curse. Late night on a purge. Four man in a murk. Door slamming and burst. Fuck what you heard. My G's are the worst. Fuck what you heard. My G's are the worst. Diss me, that's a curse. Late night on a purge. Four man in a murk. Door slamming and burst.
Fuck what you heard. I've been up in a bitch. Trap boy can't go broke. They hollering for a fix. Man, I'm back in effect. Money, power, respect. Joint man for a brick. Hit the rave, then I flex. Fuck the word on the curb. I've been up in a game. Put a hole in a shirt. Man, getting lit like a flame. On the strip, fuck a search. Grab a tool, put in work. Get up, pop it and twerk. Still with gang on the lane.
Doing road skirt. Do the road skirt. See your hole, I swerve. Tell him fuck what they heard. Do a show on your turf. Stepped in for the search. Man, bad without fun. Six raps in the hood. Man's road, man's curb. They clean man's dirt. Galley give a man out air looking skirt. Track you on dirt. If I touch her, she gon' squirt. When I lose, I come first. Try diss me, that's a curse.
Purple, smoking. Mix the Henny, make a potion. Hit the road on a mad ting. Cools up, bear commotion. Ting, loaded. Catch a slug and get folded. Bread, get hovis. Run it up and just hold it. Them man are informers. Them man are some talkers. Over here we keep quiet. I ain't heard or saw shit. But business man important. Phone ringing, they calling. I'm whipping up, put the fork in. Till the door reach enormous.
Fuck what you heard. My G's are the worst. Fuck what you heard. My G's are the worst. Diss me, that's a curse. Late night on a purge. Four man in a murk. Door slamming and burst. Fuck what you heard. My G's are the worst. Fuck what you heard. My G's are the worst. Diss me, that's a curse. Late night on a purge. Four man in a murk. Door slamming and burst.
Give me a little this, give me a little that. War. I the wall I come with the wall I tap. Got gal pump belly, got gal pump back. Come for murder, this rhythm I warp on that. War. Gal turn on people, I try come back. Look at. No, little you, man, it don't work like that. War. Man, fuck what you earn, man, it work like that.
Easy.
I don't murder, look back the curb on that.
I know you heard about us on the curb. If I said that I got bro, then that's my word. Wrist work, flex until it hurts. With a driver, within a skirt. Take a next step, put it in first. Cool up in the corner, cooler. We can't hold no search. Hot boy, I'm cooler. When it's in the name, got a bigger up first. Ain't got one, can't lift my skirt. Baby bird, the man lift off skirt. I see your girl chilling my merch. Sexy season, fuck what you heard.
There's something that I think you should know. I've been on the edge. Man, I beg you, please don't push me, bro. See, I refuse to pay attention to you pussy hoes. You Benny harness, you get chopped up like some sushi rolls. I told him a million times, us men are in control. Theresa knows Britain is mine. On the front page covered in gold. I tried to show man Wagwan. See my man rubbing his nose. Now man, I got life on track. Them man are still out there troubling hoes. Oh no.
Fuck what you heard. My G's are the worst. Fuck what you heard. My G's are the worst. Diss me, that's a curse. Late night on a purge. Four man in a murk. Door slamming and burst. Fuck what you heard. My G's are the worst. Fuck what you heard. My G's are the worst. Diss me, that's a curse. Late night on a purge. Four man in a murk. Door slamming and burst.
Have you been accused of a crime that you didn't commit? Are you looking for free, confidential, professional advice and legal representation? Do you want to hear a friendly voice on the phone? No? Then you've come to the right place. Here at Payne & Sylvester Inc., we don't actually care about your problems. We've got problems too, bitch. We're just here for the bants. Give us a call or send us a tweet or email us and we'll tackle your problems. Terms and conditions apply. We won't actually tackle a single one of your shitty problems. In fact, we'll probably make them worse. We're not even real lawyers.
That's the truth. That's the absolute truth. But so help me God.
But the truth.
We are the law, though.
We are the law, exactly. We don't need to be lawyers when we are the law. Oh. We are Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. You are listening to FUBAR Radio. We do have with us our associates, Reese Urchin and Natalie, a.k.a. Sarah DeBunda, a.k.a. a new name that we gave you quite
what
recently.
What is it? An atomic bomb or something?
Something like that.
I thought it was automatic.
Automatic.
No, that was someone else gave you that.
Yeah, that was my Stiggy.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what you
gave. We gave you another name.
But an atomic bomb, you can have that as well now, in case you ever want to throw that one about.
Thanks.
Is that
thanks.
It? No, that wasn't it, but I like it.
Okay.
I love it.
I love your bomber jacket.
Oh, thank
you. I love your bomber jacket and ankle boot combination.
Okay. Damn.
Do you know, fashion
in here.
Yeah, it's so fashion. It's going to get even more fashionable when our guest comes
in. You're looking so fleeky.
You're looking fleeky today, Nat. Seriously?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, really?
If fleeky's good, then I'm down with it.
You look like the coolest girl at bowling. You know, in the movies.
Yeah.
You look like the coolest girl in the bowling lanes.
I know what you mean.
It's my birthday. What's going on?
No, nothing. It's just.
Oh, is it your birthday?
Yeah.
I think you would know that.
It is my birthday. My second one.
Your second one.
Thank
you're like
you.
The queen.
The king.
You
she
are
is
the queen.
The queen.
The king.
Oh. Yeah, you're the king. Truth.
Truth.
Well, we've got a jam-packed show for you, lucky listeners, today.
A marmalade-packed show.
Marmalade pack show for the alternatives out there, for the people that like alternatives out there, should I say. We've got special guest Double S coming in, grime pioneer, really.
Mm-hmm.
Been there since the day dot. Mm-hmm. Bit of an OG, really.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. We've got all the usual fun and frolics, including a new game that we're going to play with Double S.
Mm. Okay.
Well, it's not a new game, it's just a game tailored for Double S.
It's a bespoke one-off game for Double S.
It's a bespoke one-off game for Double S.
Go further into this, the rules of this game?
Not yet,
no.
Okay.
We like to leave a little bit to the imagination for now.
All right, cool.
Create a bit of suspense.
All right, got it.
See, should have had some suspenseful music just then.
It's cool, you had to be there.
Yeah, you had your moment, but...
Mm-hmm. I got it for later, don't worry.
Uh-huh.
Is it which one is it? Is it the?
That's how it starts.
Oh wait!
Ooh. God damn!
That's better than it usually is. What's going on?
I've changed it. I've changed the music.
That's good music. Can we hear it?
Yeah.
Sounds like I'm in Luther or some shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
About to solve a crime.
I'm about to find a body.
Yeah.
It's good.
So this is some like CSI, like they're looking through the building.
Yeah, yeah. Captain. There's something you need to see. Why do they always say that? Why don't they just tell them what the fuck it is?
Oh, wait, shout out Horatio Caine as well, if you ever watch CSI Miami.
You're shouting out characters.
Yeah, Horatio Caine.
They can't shout back, Reese.
I don't care.
No, but can I just like go back to that point about in them detective movies, when the music gets like this, you know that it's, you know what I mean, it's touch and go. Shit needs to happen quickly, right?
Yeah, then
some kind always comes along and goes, Captain, there's something you need to see, Cap. So just tell me what it is! And it's usually just a dead body.
There's something.
Captain, find a body! Saves so much time.
Yeah, but how... Imagine that with that.
Oi, Cap, fire side down here. Not even that shit.
Body.
Oi, Captain, body, down here, nah.
Chup. Chup, Cap.
Good, this music. I like it.
Yeah, it's very good.
I'll
very
talk
good.
About that later.
It's a nice. Bit... It's a bit do you remember a program called 999?
No.
It reminds me of that.
Real life, sort of.
It was Michael Burke, and he presented the show, and it was all about instances where... And it, like, I never, ever, ever, ever saw a person of colour on this show. I'd just like to point that out. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. I watched nearly every episode. And it was all about just the accidents that... Well, why people get into, basically.
Jeez.
Like there were like car crashes, there were weird ones as well, like people just having things like gone through their bodies and it was really quite.
Do you remember them old shows
harrowing.
In the '90s? I used to love them, like Heartbeat. Do you remember that?
What?
Yeah.
Heartbeat.
Why do you miss when my baby kisses?
Heartbeat. Do you not remember that?
Yeah, of course I remember that.
Nick Hornby.
Why did you go, what?
Nick Berry. Who the fuck's Nick Hornby?
He's the writer.
Oh, so it was Nick Hornby and the guy, the mate. Wait,
Nick Hornby's nothing to do with it. It's Nick Berry.
Oh, right. Okay. Who's Nick Hornby?
He's the author.
Oh, right. I thought you meant he's the writer of Heartbeat, isn't it?
No,
oh, no.
What did he write?
Didn't he write about a boy, didn't he?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to read it out, mate.
Oh,
Reese just got a text. No, mate, you got to read it out.
I just got a tweet from Fubar. I mean, you can go and have a look yourself on at Fubar Radio on Twitter if you like.
Good
whilst you're sending your legal queries.
It's a hot picture again. It's a hot picture.
What? It's Fubar/modelling agency.
Yeah, that's my new screensaver for this week.
Fubar Models.
Reese, you're really doing the blue steel there. I like it.
This one's
I love how like ridiculous our show is, yeah, but in the pictures we're all just like stone cold.
Yeah.
We're just we don't fuck about. That is a good snap.
Reese's Jacob,
one snap Jacob.
Yeah. Fucking Mario Testino over there.
Fucking ranking.
Fucking
Mario.
He is ranking, obviously,
first four letters of that word, yeah.
Mario Testino see my penis. Just so everyone knows.
Huh?
Mario Testino see my penis.
Oh, just, sure. That makes sense.
Just
you're a model. He's a photographer.
I've never met him. I've never met him.
You flashing him again?
No.
Has he got a Saturday job in Snappy Snaps?
He wanted to shoot me, but he only shoots naked, so I had to do Polaroids at my agency naked. So they sent nudes of Mario Testino of me to Mario Testino, and he said no.
Did you make sure you had a semi first, or did you just go?
I don't need to.
His name sums it up, innit?
You wouldn't even notice.
His surname kind of sums it up as well, innit?
Testino.
So I got naked, took him some nudes, and he just turned me down.
Man like Mario.
Wow.
What do you think it was about your penis that he wasn't into?
I don't have that in anymore. I did at the time, to be fair.
There you go. It was probably too. Did you use a flash? And it maybe just sent off a bit of a flare.
Well, no.
You should have
like,
rubbed the lens.
It was in a studio. Like my agency had a studio in it, and went in there, got naked, took a few photos. I mean, I do have the body of a child. I think that could be a major issue, probably.
Yeah, it could be.
You should have sent your ID in as well. Maybe thought you went legal.
Yeah, but it's still not sexy. Like, sexy.
Is it meant to be sexy, though? Was he shooting it for it to be sexy?
If it's
or
naked,
was it?
I'd sort of think so, wouldn't it?
Or no, I would have thought it was. Because when you do life drawings, is that meant to be sexy?
Yeah,
true.
Is it art, isn't it?
More than.
you've been spending your Friday nights in the wrong places, Nat.
Not just Fridays, I do Thursdays as well.
Thursdays.
The life drawing.
Down the library.
Yeah.
Well, you're the model.
I do modelling on Thursday and I draw on a Friday.
Okay.
So I swap it around.
Role reversal.
Okay.
I love it.
Do you stay naked to do the drawings as well?
Yeah.
Just roll over from Thursday to Friday.
Yeah, that's all I do.
But naked.
We do it like in an open space, like a park. That's fine, isn't it? I just meet people in the woods.
True. Don't you think you're a statue if you're in a park?
Yeah, so it's fine, I think.
My wine club, we meet in the park as well.
Brown paper bag one.
Yeah. 5 a.m. every morning.
Yeah, actually, it does turn into a wine club for me after the drawing. So it's like drawing
and
wine.
How still can you stay?
Really still.
Yeah.
I think.
Still undetected still. Yeah. I've been undetected for a bit and moved and people have literally jumped.
Yeah, I think so. I've stayed really still.
I was in their bathroom though.
Yeah.
I love it.
I was just thinking about Michael Burke.
Oh, were you?
Burke. When's the last time you ever called somebody a Burke? It's one of those things.
When
you
I was
don't
Australian
say.
In a past life.
You don't say that anymore.
My granddad always used to say it.
I thought it was a really Australian thing.
No.
You're Burke.
No,
I think
never,
it's not that Australian.
It's not Australian, no.
You Burke.
I think it's
I'm
English.
Sure I've heard people calling people a Burke in like Home
even,
and Away.
It doesn't even sound right, you Burke.
Bro, I'm sure I've heard Burke in Home and Away.
That's no. another 90s show that was
I can put money on it. I can Google it. Google it.
That is you big galah.
What?
That's what Alf says, isn't he? You big galah.
Nah, Burke. People say Burke. Google it.
How do you spell it? B-U-R-K-E?
B-E-R-K?
Yeah, I would have thought it was that as well.
Burke.
B-E-R-K, Australia.
Australia. Because I don't. Oh, it is. It is coming up with Australia.
Oh, righty then. Yeah, what the fuck are you saying to me now?
Sorry.
Just because I pronounced that word where you get pizza wrong last week.
You can search anything on the internet. Is
Danish?
Yeah.
Also comes out
Danish
with
slang.
Burke Huntley, Burke Hunt, cunt. That's where it comes from. It's Cuntley Rhyming.
Burke Hunt.
Berkshire.
Yeah, Burke Hunt, cunt. So my granddad was a bit of a dick, really, it turns out.
No, it's only English and Australian.
Okay, but it's good. I think, will it come back? Because it's like not very offensive, is it, you silly Burke?
Yeah, but in context, it actually is.
You don't even really need to say silly Burke.
What?
Burke because kind of Burke Hunt. Silly.
It doesn't, does it actually mean the C word?
Burke Hunt, yeah, it's Cockney rhyming slang.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Can't use it. You're not even meant to use it.
You what? Use it? You can use it.
You can't use it. You can't use it.
You can't use it. But I've dropped the
You can't use it. You can't use it.
You can't use it. Like you're Scottish. You can't use it.
I actually say that though. Oh, I couldn't use it.
Couldn't use it, yeah.
Couldn't.
The German way to say it.
How do you say the C word?
Cunt.
Cunt. And couldn't.
Cunt. Oh, yeah.
Say King Cunter. That'll be okay if you put it in a...
King Cunter.
Something like that. Because it says it, but it doesn't say it.
Yeah, you know true.
Because with a K as well.
Scunthorpe as well.
Did you see the
You're more spelling it.
Yeah. Did you see the calendars that they released a couple of years ago, Scunthorpe, and the way the angle was taken so it missed off the first letter and then the player was stood in front of so it literally had that on the calendar and you had to withdraw them and
someone did that on purpose. I was thinking that the other day, I was thinking of little like conspiracy, you know the advertising agencies and stuff, they are becoming more and more populated with people from younger generations, right? Mm-hmm. The people sort of running them and working in them are, you know, getting closer and closer to sort of our generation. In fact, some are from our generation. And they therefore are kind of down, aren't they? They know slang, don't they? And, you know, they go to work and they mix with all these kind of straight-laced people, right? But I was watching this advert the other day and I think it was for you know, you can get those watches that I think they're called Best Fit or something like that. They track your activity.
Right.
It's a little watch that tracks your activity, basically. It lets you know how many calories you've burnt, the distance you've covered.
Pedometer.
And stuff like that. Yeah, fancy pedometer. Yeah. And in the advert, there's a daughter and her father, and they're kind of doing loads of stuff together. They're running together, and I think they go shopping together. And at the very end... and before I continue, like, I just want to add that all three of you know that on the streets, yeah, beat means like have sex with, right? Or a beat is instance where you've had sex, right? Mm-hmm. We can all agree on that, right? So in this advert, the girl gets married at the end and her dad gives her away. Right after he gives her away, it just goes, make every beat count.
Oh, no.
And I was just thinking, like, is that like a little inside thing for those that know by someone that just like knows what, do you know what I mean?
Also, you have to remember the people who work in jobs like that are also normally the people who make memes and things like that. You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Exactly. So, and I was thinking, there's little subtle things, like even with Kellogg's, yeah. I was watching this advert and it was an ancient Egypt advert. It's quite new. It's got Cleopatra in it. And everyone in ancient Egypt, by Kellogg's estimations, is white, basically. So, effectively, the advert has been whitewashed. And then you see cereal with milk going over it, being washed with white. And I just thought, well, for those that know, subtle.
Looking into it.
Yeah, maybe too deeply.
I think so. I'd had
about six bliss by then, so okay.
Got it.
I was really, really kind of in conspiracy theory mode.
Have any adverts taken anyone's eye recently for being particularly good?
The one with your song on it, the Lexus one.
Thanks, man.
Jeez, no worries, anytime.
I literally record TV shows just to skip.
Me too. I don't watch adverts ever.
Oh, shit.
You don't watch adverts?
No, I fast forwarded it.
Oh yeah, because you've done watching the football.
I'm not on the adverts.
You haven't seen that. How long? When was the last time you saw an advert?
About 3 years ago.
Fuck off.
Unless I'm at cinema.
No way, man.
That's rubbish. I don't watch adverts.
What's your favourite advert of all time?
Avid.
Since you want to be fucking.
I can't remember any.
Shut up! Have you not watched any adverts for 3 years?
Name some.
The John Smith adverts.
Yeah, the Christmas ones. The famous. Yeah, the famous. Not John Smith. John Lewis.
No, I never watched those either. Holidays Are Coming. That one.
The Coca-Cola one.
Yeah, that one.
But that dates back to like the '80s.
She's lying. So you definitely watch adverts. You look like the type that definitely enjoys a good advert.
No, what?
Yeah.
Is your
that sounded like an insult.
I know what you mean, though.
Do you know what I mean?
She's spying for her new garms. She goes.
Yeah.
No, that's what I've got like Google for on the internet.
No, I need to watch adverts now.
I can imagine you being the kind of person who sees a Dyson vacuum and goes, "I want that."
I do that.
Have you seen the Dyson hairdryer?
Mate, it's what? Mad.
No? Yeah, I've used one.
They're literally making everything that blows or sucks. Like, just basically any sucks. Wind.
The motor's in it's the no handle. Blow. So
it's mad. It looks like a fucking magnifying glass.
Mm. Yeah. I want it.
You get me?
Exactly. So you need to start watching
adverts. I know, I should have seen an advert for that. I would have had
you got to know where you can get that shit. Because I want one.
Dyson's.
Buy one, get one free.
Okay, I want one.
I want it.
But when the hair and makeup people... We're saying that they're not as good as a normal hairdryer.
I don't want it.
So I mean, I'm not going to try slag off Dyson. This is just what I've heard.
Does it dry your hair?
Yeah.
I'll stick with my GHD.
But the problem is it's like a big hole
circle.
No, I don't want that.
So you can't like put attachments on it or like put
a diffuser
on it or whatever.
We'll just stick with GHD. That's the best. Send someone to the show if you want to. Brilliant.
Other hair care products are available.
No, the only GHD. That's the only
you're
one.
You're even getting on the... sorry.
The what? Oh.
Like, you know, you're normally the one who tells us off for...
What?
Not for everything.
Yeah,
for
and you're
what?
The one saying only GHD products.
No, we're allowed to here. It's fine. We don't have to. Other products are available if you want to use them. Babyliss is another good one. Just throwing Fabulous. Some name out there. Babyliss, yeah?
Fabulous, Babyliss.
Towel as well. Isn't
Towel?
It? Towel, yeah.
What's that?
Drip drying.
Yep, that works.
I've got a hair turban. That's what I wear.
Is that an actual thing?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
We know it's a turban is a thing, yeah, but I mean, like, is there something on the market called a hair turban?
Yeah, and it's like thicker, so it dries your hair. So you like have a shower, put your hair up,
and
in
they call
turban.
It a turban.
Yeah.
Whose bright idea was that?
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't know.
So say if a Sikh goes looking for a turban and someone goes, yeah, I know you can get one, and sends them into Boots or something. You can't call it a turban. That's fuckery. That's like just, all of a sudden, like you make a scarf and he's like, yeah, say hijab.
Yeah.
I've got three. Oh, there we go. Hair turban. That's what I've got. A black velvet turban, but not velvet because I can't touch velvet.
That is so peak.
They just
jacked the name.
Surely there's a law in there somewhere.
Yeah, mate. Well, we've uncovered something.
I think we should get on the bloody case.
I need to speak to the person who started this wave of...
If they were to get in touch with you, what would be the ways they could do that?
Well, if it's a Sikh guy.
Well, it can be.
And he's invented them for, you know...
Maybe turban's a Western term as well.
Maybe.
You know, like, sometimes the word for the thing that we... use for it isn't actually the word from its place of origin.
Mm. Yeah, I was thinking maybe he made them to be actually worn as a turban and then, like, white women apparently have now taken them and...
Hey, it dries my hair. I've got very thick hair and it dries it quicker than just, like, normal towel wrapped up. The normal towel just falls off my head.
They're pretty snazzy.
They're very good. I like them.
Is that a black girl just wearing like an African headdress?
Yeah,
under the same classification.
But all turbans are hair turbans, though, aren't they?
No.
Well,
because a turban isn't meant to.
It's on your head, though, isn't it?
No, but a turban isn't meant to dry your hair.
No, I don't mean it. But it is all.
You can't say all anything that goes is wrapped around your head is a turban. It doesn't work.
I don't mean that. No, I mean all turbans are hair turbans because it's on your head. So they're specifying hair turbans, but surely any turban is a hair turban.
Good point.
That's what I'm saying.
You like calling it a head hat?
Yeah,
I've got my head hat.
Yeah, foot shoes. Put on your foot shoes. No, not the hand ones. Put on your foot shoes. Now. You've got to go to school.
Not toe shoes, though, ever.
Toe shoes? Oh, yeah, little individual things.
And you got them?
They're off.
No, not yet.
Yeah. There is toe shoes, isn't there?
No, I thought Michael had them. See what I did there.
Please don't wear them.
Well done, mate. Well done.
Wait, what did you do there?
Nothing. I just swear I thought
he said Michael. I said Michael. He was really proud of himself.
Oh, see? Yeah.
It feels too weird. I can't do it.
It's true.
It feels too weird.
All right, just call me sir then. It's fine.
Fine. So how do we people get in touch with the show, please?
You can get in touch with the show.
It's
bye.
Me. It's my turn.
I was going to intro you into saying something.
No, you get in contact with the show by emailing us, inc@fubarradio.com.
Or tweet to us at fubarradio.
That's right.
I think that the inc@fubarradio is actually harder than the my part.
It is.
I'm going to swap it next week.
Yeah, you want to do the emails?
See if I got the challenge.
Oh, my God. Are you ready, though?
That's some madness.
Shouldn't you wait till at least another anniversary show or something?
He's got a week to prepare every day in the mirror,
every day.
Saying to himself.
inc@fubar.com.
INC@FUBARradio.com.
Shit.
You messed it up already.
INC@FUBARradio.com. Madness.
It's either this week or next week, I think, that I've been here a year.
So, really?
So, yeah. If it's in 2 weeks' time, I won't be here. So.
Where are you going to be?
Off, aren't
I? Off.
Where?
Somewhere.
Where?
Why do you never
sausage
tell us?
No, I'm just off. Just
in your snazzy jacket?
Yeah, I'm going off.
Don't try to keep secrets because you've got a fleeky jacket.
Yeah, where are you going?
I'm fleeking about town.
You're where? Pagan.
Everywhere.
Why? You're
she's got an attitude with a new trend.
I know, isn't it? When two new swags and Natalie changes on
give
man.
Give her one compliment and now she thinks she's.
I know! Because you're dripping in swagoo.
Swaggy.
That would be a pagan, that.
Yeah, where are you going?
That jacket.
Doing what?
Just
chilling.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Having some sausages? I don't know.
Sizzling.
Taking some sausages.
Maybe. Yeah.
Where are you taking them?
Well, many places, but not a couple.
What? A couple of places. Adam's been there and he's like, what?
I'm trying to do riddles.
That was Abby,
know.
I think.
Was that Abby?
Is Abby here? I can't see. It sounded like a good guess.
Yeah.
It sounded like a girl, and I was like, it's probably Abby. Can't see her, though. Hello.
She's right there.
Hello.
That is very. Natalie, you're just an enigmatic young
you're soon going to be in the same bracket as Jacob, like keeping all your secrets.
Exactly.
Mysterious.
No, because the thing is, Jacob's good at it, and Jacob's dangerous.
You can tell.
That's the thing. Jacob's good at being mysterious. We know, like, that's Jacob's thing, isn't
Jacob
it? Yeah?
Danger.
Yeah, Natalie just tries it, like, and
the thing is, you're going to tell us in a minute.
Probably it never sticks anyway when I try and be mysterious, does it?
No.
Exactly. So,
you're very unmysterious.
You're the least mysterious person in the world.
Thanks.
I'm not saying I'm just saying you're,
I mean,
you're
that was a bit harsh. You could say you're not mysterious, but you're the least mysterious person in the world.
Oh god, that sounds like I'm insulting you. What I'm saying is, like, you're like an open book. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
You don't hide anything.
Yeah, you don't hide anything. You're just honest, you're true. Like an arrow.
No, you know, you're really bringing it back.
From William Tell's bow.
You should hear what she says behind your back. You'll be saying that.
True.
Yeah, because you guys have your special relationship. It's like,
we're not getting on to you, Nat.
Friends.
Yeah.
We're not getting on to you.
Okay. What should we do?
Well, let's.
What's the time?
Spare tune.
26. Spare tune.
Yeah, play a tune.
Why is that so funny?
Because it's like you were just waiting for the show to be over. You're like, well, what's the time, bro? I thought you were in your head, you're thinking, right, is this 6 o'clock? Yeah, let's go pub. You know what I mean?
Let's do a little tune.
That's nearly half an hour into the show. We've played a song yet.
We'll do a little story in a second after the
show. Yeah, exactly. Let's get into the song and after we'll talk about a resident man. Oh, wait. I'll tell you after.
That lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nah. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you. California soul, California soul. Up every morning, and
listening to FUBAR Radio's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, California Soul by Martina Shaw.
Marlena
Shaw.
Marlene.
Oh, damn.
That's that. No, that was Only Fools and Horses, yeah. Harley.
Wait, we're playing Play It Win today.
Yeah, you two are.
We've never played each other before.
Oh, it's a good one today.
Yeah.
Absolute cracker of a game.
We've come up with it together.
An absolute cracker of a game.
We collaborated for the first time.
It's the first time I've done a collaboration.
Ever collaboration.
It's going to be on iTunes soon. Go and download it.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that. Like 3 minutes of you two just like choosing songs.
That'd be a rhythm. You mad?
That would be.
Just in visions. Just skanking out to it.
I think it would be a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That bit where you go, do you reckon we should choose Elton John?
And I, you go, no, not again. But then you go, I don't want to sacrifice. You
go, brah, brah!
Exactly.
That bit.
That, who would listen to that?
Sacrifice.
No.
No sacrifice.
That's worth the 79p right
exactly.
there. You know what I mean?
There you go. Exactly. That bit would inevitably be a part of it.
That's going to be coming out at Christmas. I think it's the Christmas
good
LP.
Text tone that.
Going for like a number one, or are you just putting it out there as a
no one wants number ones anymore. I'm going for like a top 49, so I'd like
49. That's real trendy. Look, you got your new swag, your new like
so new chart position now.
Yeah,
new chart position. Who this?
No one wants one.
So trendy.
49 or below, not above. I never want to go above 49.
That's good. I like that. Go on then, Joss, read us a story.
Alright, you tucked in?
Yep, tucked in, ready.
Let's begin.
A resident finds a naked man in his kitchen making eggs.
Sure.
A Vancouver resident was shocked to discover a naked man in his home on Tuesday cooking eggs in his kitchen. Police say just after 8 p.m, a man walked into a home, removed his clothes and shoes, took eggs out of the fridge and began to prepare himself a meal. Excuse me.
A meal, you know.
He ended up damaging the stove and microwave in the process. Police say the door to the home was closed, but it wasn't locked. Surprisingly, the resident of the home was in the other room and watching TV and heard the noise the man was making, but he thought it was his roommate. Mm. When he went to investigate, he found the naked man, chased him out of the house and called the police. When officers caught up with him a few blocks away, he was still naked. He was arrested and charged with mischief and breaking and entering. Wait.
Yeah.
Sorry. He was arrested and charges of mischief and breaking and entering have been requested. Mm-hmm. This is actually not the first time police in Vancouver have arrested a naked man for breaking into a home and making eggs.
Mm. It's happened before.
In 2013, a resident was also shocked to find a naked man had broken into his home and was in his kitchen, surprise, surprise, cooking eggs and had also taken a shower in the man's home as well.
I love it.
The man was apparently in the house for about 20 to 25 minutes. Police are reminding people to lock their doors and windows.
It's very different to here, isn't it, Canada?
For real.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, just lock your door of an evening or any time, in fact.
Why did they assume that that was just the whole meal, just the eggs? How'd they know?
You can have a meal from eggs. We know that they're dairy, as we've talked about before.
Sorry. No, but they don't.
Do not get me started.
Do you have eggs on their own when you make eggs?
On toast?
That's not on their own, is it?
No, I wouldn't have... Like, a hard-boiled egg you may... I don't like
that's
them,
true.
But you may have
that's
that on
true,
their own.
Yeah.
But
you kind of would have to have soldiers, though.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Once I was at somebody's house with Harley's roommate, Ben, and it was about 4 a.m, and Harley was at a party around the corner... And he rang up and he was like, oh, yeah, I'll come round. But if you've got any eggs, do you remember this?
No.
And then you came round to Stephen's house and then made an omelette at like 4 a.m.
Have you been in Canada lately, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't remember that.
Can
did
you not?
Did you get naked?
Whose house?
Take your shoes off.
Pros.
I do remember.
You do remember.
I think so, yeah.
Well, you just... I think so, yeah. Why eggs? Was it a special craving?
Must have just been one of them times where you just know you need something.
But rang in advance. Rang in advance.
Well, I probably would have just like, bought some eggs on the way or something. Unless I'd checked in, do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
If I was in Vancouver...
But why wouldn't you just... Sorry, why wouldn't you just buy eggs anyway? Like, ain't eggs one of the things that you shouldn't just... You can't just take a man's eggs in his yard.
Why?
No, I was probably asked if I could have the eggs. I wasn't just going to go, like, have you got eggs? Right, I'm going to take them.
No, but I mean, what I'm saying is, eggs are one of those things that I'm not just letting people have in my yard. You can have a tea. You can have a cup of tea. You can use some tea bags.
Toast?
What, so you can have
some
bread.
You make some toast. But I'm not giving you my eggs.
But 4 a.m. when he's left a party. Yeah, I'll come round. But have you got any eggs?
It's hungry, isn't it? But like, so say like tomorrow, yeah, you're like, oh, I'll come round in the morning, whatever, do watch some TV. And I was at yours and I said, oh, have you got any eggs? You wouldn't let me have any.
You're not having my eggs, man.
But really? I think you would. That's so as long peak. As you make, he'd have to go and buy some to replace them.
Yeah, they're the things you have really? To replace. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't just give your eggs to any man. No, you have to find this right man.
You remember?
You know what I mean?
We're very different then. Anyone's like, welcome to my eggs.
Mad thing.
You're loose.
And I'm such
eggs
a loose.
Eggs is special, man. Because you've only ever got maybe six or nine. You've only ever got multiples of three, basically.
No, I always get in 24s. You could have as many eggs as you want from my house, bro. I got
cheers,
you.
Cheers,
oh, maybe that's where I'm going wrong, because I just buy 6 eggs at a time.
Yeah, me too. I don't have 24 in case someone wants to come out at 4 a.m. and borrow some of my eggs. So that's £1. They're like,
and you know, I only made a 4 egg omelette as well.
No, I wouldn't. I would have made a 2 egg omelette.
Cheese and shit.
Yeah, ham.
But you fully made a meal in his yard.
You're hungry, boy. But yeah, if I've £1.20 from across the street, box of 6 eggs.
Yeah, take some with
it's
you.
It's like 20p an egg. I'll give you 40p.
No, wait. The money doesn't count. You need actual eggs, I think.
Yeah, because the shop's across the street.
Because I'm going to spend that money on something else.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have eggs.
I'm coming to your gaff soon. And I'm going to eat your eggs.
Don't have any eggs.
Why?
Because I know you're coming around.
Yeah, you're going to make sure.
I just made the call and someone's smashing them right now.
Shit.
You know what I mean?
Did anyone get egged on Halloween?
No.
Nope, not this year.
I nearly got egged Valentine's Day. Remember I told you about this 2 years ago now?
What?
Yeah, so basically, I went to a gig with Harley and a load of our other friends to watch White Room.
Right.
And in
New Cross.
We were coming back and then we went to, there was a rave on at a strip club called Metropolis, Bethnal Green. We went there for a bit. Then I left. That's not the weirdest part of the story.
Okay, sure.
I left the party because I wasn't feeling too well that day. And I was walking down the street and I heard something hit some shutters behind me. So I just thought nothing of it and carried on. And then as I carried on down the road, there were like all these buildings with like just egg on the windows.
Mad.
And then I saw the fucking guys that were doing it. They were driving like a Porsche 4x4. Yeah, like the flashiest 4x4, just driving around Hackney up and down from like Bethnal Green to like Dalston, just like egging everybody. They were literally, I don't know how much money they must have spent on eggs, because when I tell you, every single shop down Bethnal Green Road had been egged, every single shop down Kingsland Road. So then later on, I'm walking down Kingsland Road, and they got this woman right in the face at a bus stop, and I'm. If it wasn't such a heinous act, right? This is fucked up because it was Valentine's Day. She's on a date, right? Not only that, it's like 2 a.m. and she's getting on a bus with a guy. So she's pulled.
It's going well for her.
These guys drive past in a Porsche Cayenne. And one of the guys, it was the fucking driver that did it. So effectively, he's driving down the road and he's just gone like that. He's thrown it over the roof and got her square in the nose. It's just popped in her face. And then she just screams and starts crying.
I feel there's mixed reactions to that story in this room.
Yeah, you love it, I think.
It was so fucked up, man.
You see, I'm thinking about, like, that's just like some really rich boy or rich person who just has nothing else to do with their life.
Or a farmer.
On Valentine's Day as well.
Or a farmer.
It's like, you're such a fucking lowlife.
He's got a Porsche, though, isn't it?
I nearly got shot with a firework the other day.
Oh, we used to shoot each other with fireworks all the time. Didn't you used to do that when you were kids?
No.
Yeah, all the time. I was
it's calm,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's very silly. There's one boy let off a firework from in my school and blew off his finger.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, it was a firework. School, we used to fire Roman candles at each other all the time.
Yeah, same.
Don't do that. You used to throw them at each other.
Fire them.
No, wouldn't frame them.
Why?
Nanny would throw a rocket launcher.
We used to throw rockets and stuff like that.
Then Nanny would throw a rocket launcher.
It's like a massive, massive rocket
proper
launcher.
Big lash, you hold it like that. And you think, no, don't fire it.
Like, I don't recommend doing it.
No, what, don't. Fire,
throwing rocket launches?
Please, can I just say, don't, absolutely don't. They're very dangerous fireworks. Yeah. Do not do that. We are not advocating not. Doing that.
Don't do it at home anyway.
No, people
while your parents
can get
are watching.
Seriously injured.
I know,
from
we
that.
Did it so you don't have to. There you go.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah,
I don't even
real.
Like sparklers, really. I get scared with holding
sparklers.
Them.
Sparklers are amazing.
No,
I love
no,
sparklers.
No, they're not. Because like, after you hold it for like 20 seconds, you just go, what am I supposed to do now? Just wave it.
And when you twirl it around, it bends. And then you just get a bent sparkler and no one
I like sparklers. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, I'd like to have some indoor fireworks. Remember them?
Yeah, Mario Balotelli had some, didn't he, once?
Indoor
they turned that not to be indoor fireworks, didn't they?
I don't get it.
Mario Balotelli burnt his ass
oh,
down.
He did actually
fireworks
have fireworks
in his bathroom, yeah.
That footballer guy, yeah. I'd like some indoor fireworks.
Indoor fireworks?
Yeah, they used to make them. They were quite shit, but I would like
How
to get some.
How do they work, then?
You just light them.
Do you see
they
a display
don't shoot.
Indoors?
They just go like... And then they explode.
That's shit.
So just 40 fireworks then?
Well, not 40 fireworks, but like they don't exactly like hit the roof, but they just do a little pff, and
it's
then
not a firework.
No, it's a sparkler.
No, it's not a sparkler. It's something you light on
it's
the
disappointment.
Stuff.
That's what the fuck it is.
I think you've made it up.
Indoor
fireworks sound like the most dangerous thing.
Sounds
in
like
the
inflatable dartboards.
Isn't it? Should we house explosives? Anyone? They have some gunpowder in the house?
Yeah, I was right. They did used to make them.
Oh, yeah, but for indoor, like, events, not for, like, your living room. Like, you can't sit around, like, not have your TV on one night.
Do you have to be
display.
In an arena or something?
No, they are. Then, what? I used
Yo,
to...
Yo, how big's your living room? You set them up
I wanna
in
see,
my
I
want to
see what they look like when they're being used.
Maybe not like that. I don't remember them being like that, because that would
That's
be dangerous.
Intense.
That's a massive place as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think that's the one I was thinking. No, click on that one, because it will show you the picture.
Like that?
Yeah, like that's it.
That's
the size.
Oh, right. So basically, sparklers.
Yeah. Well, no. But
that's a sparkler.
It's a sparkler in that on a pod.
Yeah. They foxed you in that. It's just there's no hand
no.
in the picture.
Here's other ones there.
No, that's just the box again.
Yeah, that's the box.
Does it show
of
you
sparklers.
The back in it of what it is.
All every single time it's being used,
there
it looks like a sparkler.
There's a wizard, a dragon's fire, haunted house, phoenix signal.
These are just
so
like
a green sparkler.
Different colours of sparkler.
You two are the law, right?
Yeah.
Can you ban these?
No, yeah. I think Natalie's just kind of.
I'm quite misunderstood. I find it quite funny that Natalie's actually like buying them
because
they're just like I'm just gonna get a sparkler, I'll stick it some. In like some clay, and goes my indoor firework.
Yeah, charge you to get in.
Invite Natalie around.
I was gonna bring him in for the show next
it's,
week.
Yeah, it's
but
actually
I'm not
bonfire
now,
night
so
in a few days.
It's bonfire on Friday.
Yes, Friday.
Isn't it Saturday?
Saturday, I think is it is it? Saturday.
Is
yeah.
Saturday the 5th?
Yeah, it is.
We just agreed to what anyone says.
It's a big night for me, my indoor fireworks. Just light them at home.
Boom. I love it.
Are you going to watch fireworks?
Maybe. I just got a dog though. And
they don't like
they hate fireworks.
Oh, do they? Your dog looks so cool, it probably like help you light them and shit.
Well,
you know
the other day.
Just like put the kids back in it. Like, y'all gotta go back in the back of the garden. I bet your dog's got an American accent, hasn't it?
Mate.
Sounds like a black guy from the south.
Nah, what's your dog called?
Sam.
Yeah, your dog's definitely
Sam. Sam. The other night, it was like 1 a.m, and I took him out for his last little walk, yeah. And there's a little park by my house. And I was walking past, and there's this dude, like, kind of shady looking dude. Older than me, though.
Eminem was by your house.
In it, yeah. Shady. Yeah. And then we're walking round. And then next thing I know, there's just, like, fireworks going off, like, above my head.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude on his ones is just shooting fireworks, like, at us. And I'm shouting across, like, what the fuck are you fucking doing? And he was just like, oh, and, like, sprinted off. And, like, obviously,
yes!
Like...
No, he wasn't, like,
Sam was like, to be fair, he was a little bit excited, obviously. His fucking green and red fucking flashes everywhere. But he didn't,
But
like,
he's colourblind.
Yeah, but that's a very good point. But
is he?
All dogs are colourblind, yeah. But
how
yeah,
do you know? They can't tell you that they are.
That's what I said one time.
Yeah, who tested
this?
Who
told this? Exactly!
You don't know
exactly.
this.
Exactly!
Well, you're holding up a picture and goes, it's blue or green, it's bark. No,
thank
not
you.
Having that.
Maybe they took a dog's eye apart.
Yeah, that's Ooh. Most definitely
Maybe
they
don't
what
have
they
like.
Did.
How would you tell by taking someone's eye apart if they're colourblind?
Because
blind?
They don't have the same thing that humans Maybe. Have in their
and
eye.
And then you
that
put it in
you
your eye
colour.
So you can see like a dog.
No.
But they might have something different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe they're not. Maybe we're colourblind and we actually seeing things. Maybe dogs are seeing the right colours. We don't know.
No. I'm
no, we're definitely
right.
not colourblind.
I'm
how do you
always,
know that?
I'm
how do you know
different hues?
But how do I know that that's red on your top? That could be a different colour.
It's not that.
I'm, exactly. I'm a bit colourblind.
This whole thing's green.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
It's fun. It was hugely when I was choosing nail varnish for you. That was a big part of.
Thank you.
Definitely realizing I was a bit colorblind.
But you made some smashing choices for me.
Yes, babes.
He's guessed. He's went out.
No, he didn't.
It was so overwhelming.
I saw that he sent me a video of him picking them. Literally, it was a pick and mix thing, and he just dipped his hand in. In fact, it was in a fucking arcade, and he got the little thing. He won that. He won the fucking nail varnish.
No, that's not
he
true.
He did.
It's not. He sent me photos of him getting stressed out in a shop.
In fact, he never
them.
Even won it. Some woman won it and he mugged her.
Photos of him getting stressed out
there
in the
a
shop.
Lot, like, to be fair, there was a lot to choose from. And I was going, no, that's too red. No, not that one. That one, please.
Peacum
in it.
Got to have the right nail colour.
Are you wearing it now?
No, not this
because
week.
Because you hate him. Why have you done that?
I have been wearing
so
it.
So he bought it you and you didn't
what colour
it?
I have.
He bought me a nice blue one and then like a sort of purpley mauve one.
Is the blue the same colour as that pen?
Yeah,
you were wearing it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I was.
Ago.
It looked very good.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
I remember. I thought, at least blue's the same colour as their pen.
Yeah.
And that's still.
Yeah, last week.
You actually said that.
Last week. Yeah.
Mm. I did indeed.
The 1 week when Harley didn't turn up.
Yeah, how was it last week? Good.
Don't ask about it. Well, you couldn't be able to turn up. I hate when people do that. Don't do that.
What?
Yeah.
When people don't turn up to and try to ask you how it was.
No,
that's paganism.
No show. No show.
That's paganism, bro. You can't even do that.
Fuck you.
I went there, but how was it?
What do you mean?
We're having instead of show and tell, it's no show, no tell.
Yeah.
That's the new law.
What are you talking about? How's that paganism?
That's paganism.
I'm interested in how the show was.
It's brilliant.
You tell anyone else who's not in this room how the show was.
Because they weren't meant to be here.
Yeah, loved but it. I told you like a good few days in advance.
Yeah, so?
Yeah. So I'm asking how was it?
I'm not telling you.
You're a chief, man.
Better than being a pagan, mate.
Yeah. No, you're a pagan chief. You're the chief pagan.
Whatevs, bro. Whatevs.
No, on the real, you're actually not going to tell me how it was.
I genuinely
Yo, it was
remember.
Fucking sick. Now stop.
I know. I've been sidestepping because I can't actually remember.
It's good. We had Nick Thayer in. It was brilliant.
Who? Oh, yes, of course. Nick Thayer.
Yeah, we upgraded. So.
Yeah, better.
In
Australia.
Oh, I met him.
Yeah, yeah. Australian producer, DJ. Yeah, I had some
brunch with him.
Yeah, okay. He says he can't remember you.
Yeah, to be fair. It was the day after the show, so.
Okay. Mm. Should we get into some music now?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. On the other side, we'll be talking about the swarms of ladybirds with deadly STDs that have been invading the UK. It's Food by Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Ladies, you know when you speak to a guy and he takes like a week to reply. I ain't gonna lie, I'm that guy. Here's a few possible reasons why. Option one, you're a little bit boring and I don't feel like it's worth exploring. Come into your city when I'm touring, shout me then and don't bring a mouthy friend. Option two, maybe it's me working on plans A, B and C, but I might come through spontaneously. And when I roll up outside your door, I'm expecting a private tour. Then after the week I was silent for, you send me two kiss faces the morning after the night before. So what are you trying to wake up? Mine are yours, the morning after the night before. So what are you trying to wake up? Mine are yours, the morning after the night before. So what are you trying to wake up? The morning after the night before. So what are you trying to wake up? Now you're messaging me in the middle of the day, all of the things that you didn't want to say, cause you want to sleep with me with open eyes, but I'm taking a mic with my slow replies. I'm not one for the talking and stuff, but your points are straightforward enough. You feel something and half hope it dies, cause you don't trust me and can't cope with lies. I read that when I was in a meeting, typical me, I forgot to reply. Forgive me, I was going over a contract, crossing the T's and dotting the I's. You reply, nah, that's not gonna fly, it's a problem, a lie, I ain't gonna lie, I apologize. Let me say it to your face as a sign of respect. You know the weakness I'm trying to detect. Lips on your legs with a spine in your neck. Gonna have more than a minor effect. Let me give it to you live and direct. What you trying to protect? Just pick up my call and answer it like you're sure. There'll be plenty of time to reflect the morning after the night before. So are you trying to wake up? Mine are yours, the morning after the night before. So are you trying to wake up? So we tryna wake up, don't fight the force inside your walls, behind the doors, yeah, mine are yours, I were oars, the morning after the night before. So we tryna wake up, don't fight the force on the spinal cord, new spinal cord, mine are yours, I were all, the morning after the night before. So we tryna wake up, don't fight the force inside your walls, behind the doors, yeah, mine are yours, I were all, the morning after the night before. So we tryna wake up, don't fight the force on the spinal cord, new spinal cord, mine are yours, I
show where ultimately Plato wins. Please put your hands together for the queen of kitsch retro game shows, Natalie.
Slam on the chest.
Little pagan.
Hey, King.
That was a nice intro.
That's all for Jacob.
Spur on the chest, pagan.
King.
Pain.
I love it.
That was lovely.
Thanks,
lovely.
Jacob.
That's amazing.
Because this week they're co.
We are co-presenting. Co-arbitrating as well.
Yeah.
We have collaborated to come up with 10 songs plus a bonus song, which makes 11, if no one was able to guess that. There's a different kind of concept when you answer the questions today. Mm-hmm. If you're to guess the questions, I want you to think visually. That's what I'm going to say to you.
That's already too much of a clue.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Think visually.
Yeah, think of the artist. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
So, as we discussed before, we will not be giving you clues for the songs. No. If you don't know it, we're moving it on, but you can guess the day. So, press your buttons. Reese, you're on number one, please.
Bubble Orange!
Bubble Orange?
Bubble Orange!
And Molly, you're number four, please.
Femidom.
Amazing.
Femidom.
Yep. Should we start with number one?
Yes. Do you need the answers? Because do you want me to just hold on to them?
I've got them.
Are you going to be alright without showing them to Harley and Reese by accident?
Number one.
Bubble Ranks.
Bubble Ranks, please.
Couldn't hear it.
That's real.
Is it Seal? Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah, it is Kiss from a Rose.
It
yeah,
is
by Seal. What do you think the day might be?
Is it anything to do with aquatic life?
It is not. Harley? Seal, Kiss from a Rose?
Is it Give Your Animal a Flower Day?
No, it's good, but it's really, really not right. Here is
Can
number
I just,
two.
I'm winning.
I know!
You are winning, yeah. 1-0 to Reese.
Okay, listen in, Harley.
Femidom.
Yes.
Oh, it's Land in Juice Myself. Is that a song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
He knows it.
I do know it.
But he know it.
Hold on, wait.
Gotta say the title and or the artist.
Why has my brain just gone blank? Hold on. The Rolling Stones.
Yes, that's correct. You could still, Reese, if you think of some Rolling Stones songs, you may know.
We are going to have to start counting down as well.
It is Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones. Yeah. What might the day be?
Sympathy for the Devil. Is it Rhyming Day?
No. Reese?
Think of the artist. They don't even add up at all. Don't feed
the thing
Seal
is what I meant. Day. What I meant to add was it's only half of the artist.
Yeah, half of the artists are visual. Half of the artists are nothing to do with visually. It's more about the titles.
I tell you what, we'll divulge. We'll divulge the artists that you're meant to be looking out for at the end of it. So Seal was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So out of two so far, Seal has been one of the artists to which part of the concept applies.
Okay.
So you didn't have a go, did you? Okay.
I don't even know. National Animal Rolling?
No.
Tournament Day?
No, number three.
Animal Rolling Tournament Day.
It's not, no.
I was just about to give you a point that the guests were so good.
Double
Orange!
Oh, that
that was Reese, wasn't it? Yeah.
He just presses the button when he recognises the song. Even if he doesn't know the name of it.
Or should I play it again?
That's what you do.
No, but I'm getting it eventually.
You don't even know the song.
Do you know it, or did you just
I don't even hear the song sometimes.
I know the song, but I can't think of the title of it.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Double Orange.
So easy.
I'm horny.
Yes.
I know who this is.
Do you know who it is? I don't think Reese is, so you can come in.
Oh, wait, I know who this is because it's fucking Dave's wife, isn't it?
Yeah, well, she's the vocalist on the song.
Is it Dave's wife?
It is Dave's wife.
Yes! Dave's wife, I'm horny.
Oh, fudge. No, I can't remember.
It's Moose T.
Moose T.
This is like pointless, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're one guy and I'm the other guy.
Yeah. Which one's Richard Osmond?
I would be the clever one, isn't it?
You're Richard Osmond. Why? Why are you immediately going? Because I'm the guy. Hell?
Because you're kind of, you know, leading the answers, and I'm just, you know.
Okay, cool. You're Osmond. I'm Armstrong.
100% Osmond.
Harley, what's the name of the day, please?
Well, I got it right, so shouldn't I go first?
Reese, what's the name of the day? That's why Michael is
so
the smart one.
Who was it? Moose T. So I'm just going with Moose is another artist name, like Seal.
That's not a visual one.
No, it's not.
Okay.
When you say visual, what do you mean?
Think of what they look like.
Oh, I was thinking about an animal, not the person. Think of what...
Oh, yeah.
No, like what?
Think of what each artist that we tell you to look out for looks like.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of the
seal.
Animal.
And that's the only one so far.
Right, okay.
You thought a seal sang Kiss from a Rose?
No, I think when you say visualise the... I was thinking about what a seal looks like.
Yeah, but same. I think of what the artist looks like.
You said visual. Yes, I did!
We're on radio, it was probably recorded.
Yeah, we both thought the same thing though.
Okay,
so
alright, well, what are you saying about horny? What day is it?
A seal.
Is it...
That's brilliant.
I'm horny.
No, what's the day?
Horny day?
No.
Every day's horny day.
Yeah, that's a good point, brother. Amen.
Harley, what's the day? It is hard, this bit. I don't like this bit.
Is it something to do with, like...
They're never
bad sexual encounters.
No, no, number four.
It's 2-1 so far to Reese.
Bubble range. Oh.
Yep. Bubble out.
Wait. Drop dead Fred. No, wait. No. Something Fred. I'm too sexy.
Yeah, that's the song.
What's the name of the artist?
Fred.
So nearly
Fred,
there.
Something.
Yeah, two other words before Fred.
Yeah. I can't remember. I'm going to be kicking myself when you say
If you're getting directions from Fred, yeah?
Right, said Fred.
Yes, that's right. Wow, well done. So, I'm too sexy, right, said Fred.
Okay, so right, said Fred, that's one of the artists.
National bold hair loss day.
No. Harley.
Is it like national... Wait, hold on. Is it like...
I love the way national, you see his face like he thought, I've definitely got this.
So I don't know.
Is it like national, shave your vagina day?
What the fuck?
Where did you get that from?
Excuse me?
Because like I'm horny and then they're both bald.
I'm going to shave my vagina.
I don't know. It's like bald, like sex. I was like, oh, vagina.
Bald sex. It's nothing to do with... hair or vagina or sex.
Okay.
I gave you a clue then, I shouldn't have done that. So no more. Here's number five.
It's 3-1.
I know Harley knows this.
I just don't know it.
Okay. It's Beck with Devil's Haircut. But it's not to do with hair, so that is misleading.
Is it Movember?
Think about hair. Sorry?
No.
Nothing to do with hair. Nothing to do with hair.
It's the devil's haircut. Visualize these bald guys, but it's nothing to do with hair.
No, but then don't pay too much attention to the haircut part of the title.
Think of the lack of hair and the shape of the hair.
No, but with the devil's haircut specifically.
We've had two devils.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. That's what
I'm saying.
You're
thinking around the right lines now. So that's
Halloween.
No.
I've already had a guess anyway.
No. Harley.
Has Harley had a guess?
No.
I don't know.
So it's like a cryptic crossword in a way.
This is.
Natalie's songs hold clues,
mm-hmm.
and my songs, the songs where you look at the artists.
Think about what all the artists have in common.
That's when you put the two together, and that's what basically spells out the...
I don't know, I've not even a guess.
All right. Okay, no all idea. Right.
know you know this. Do you need a go?
What, that one continuous note? And I can't remember that.
It's a bit the same, huh?
You know when you're at church and that old lady that plays the organ has a heart attack and dies?
Wait, hold on. But play again, because there was like, there's like a little snippet at the end that I need to hear.
This might be a bit before their time.
I don't know.
It might be.
But it was a big tune.
Big
though.
Tune. Originally by Prince. Exactly. Prince wrote the song.
Is it Sinead O'Connor?
No clues this week, though.
It is.
Because you'd get that, I wouldn't.
Prince wrote most of the songs.
Sinead O'Connor, nothing compares
to
you.
Prince wrote a lot of songs.
No clues, though.
Okay.
No clues.
Don't have to take it then.
I thought, I didn't think he'd get it from that. No, I think we can allow that. He said it. He did say it, didn't he?
3-2. 3-2. But no clues.
But what's the
deal? He's also bald.
Yes. So what's. But let's not think about the word bald.
Okay.
Move away from that. Think
don't
about
think about hair bald, but think about these bald hairless people and the haircut song. And
think about. Oh, should I say
it's hard because they'll get it. If we say it. I know
the
what
minute
you're
I say
yeah.
what I'm going to say, you'll get it.
We can't do it until the end. I think.
Yeah,
if they
it's true.
Don't know, you can have a guess now.
Shaven.
No, nothing to do with shaving or
no,
hair.
No, stop telling them what it is to do with and let them answer the question. Okay. That's your guess.
Okay, yeah, it's your guess. No,
well, I've not had a guess. But
your guess.
No, that's what I said. That's Harley's guess.
Are we going to like kick ourselves?
Not
double.
Really.
No.
You're probably going to kick us actually.
Stubble day?
No. Okay, number 7.
That's what you get for picking some fucking B-sides, man.
It's not B-sides.
Picking these B-sides and shit.
I didn't even know what
is
that
it Radiohead?
Was. Like,
no.
No.
Is this the this guy? When I looked at this, I was thinking, are you sure you got the right guy that sang this? That sang this really. It does sound like a Radiohead tune. It couldn't be further
do you know
from
what?
Radiohead.
This guy could not be further away.
Robbie Williams.
No, even more further away than that.
Way further away. Some groovy rhythm, you know. You must be a student like that.
I've not heard this before. It's good, though.
Yeah, it's a
good song.
It's a banger.
Stop
I'm going to have to research
you've
this
never heard it before.
No, I have
then.
Heard the song. I didn't know this bit. You will never. Okay.
I don't know.
You imagine he'd have a voice like Bruce Springsteen or something in it.
He's an English singer. No, I just want it because I want you to get it.
He's good mates
always,
with Cilla Black.
Always a player at Wimbledon when it rains. Always coming out playing a few songs, playing a few rhythms.
You'd want to jump off his first name.
I'm assuming all these middle class sports that he would watch and I wouldn't.
He's a.
Like tennis and shit.
Congratulations, you're not a nonce.
Yeah.
Let's just watch
Cliff
is it?
Richard.
Yes, there you go. Yes.
That's a point for me then.
Yeah. Devil Woman by Cliff Richard.
4-2. Stop picking his B-sides though. There's so many.
I know, all right.
Wait, we need to guess a day. Devil and Skinheads. Is it.
But that was it. It was your guess.
Devil skinhead day. It's not that.
No, that's
my guess.
That was your guess.
I
said it's to do with devil skinheads.
All right, all right.
You didn't say that. You said devil skinhead.
That wasn't. I mean, can I find
no,
it?
No.
This is how we're playing now. You go. You get it.
It's so hard. Fuck it. I don't know.
Okay, number 8.
Why did you stop him from having a guess when you didn't even want to take one yourself? Ali's so spiteful.
Yeah. Just go on to the next one.
That was Harley.
Toxics, Britney Spears.
Yes, yeah. Now that is.
It's getting closer now.
This is a visual artist at one period of her life.
Because she was fucking bald as well.
Yeah.
4-3's close, man.
Well, I think I know, maybe.
Is it like Cut Down the Devil Day or something?
Go on.
No.
Is it like Haircuts from Hell?
No, that would be a great day though. That should be a day. Okay, moving on to number 9.
Bubble Orange.
I didn't mean to press it. I was leaning
Prince.
Aerosmith.
No, but you're close. Oh. In the right.
Not even. Well, yeah, not same kind of genre. Same genre.
Led Zeppelin.
No.
Who is it then?
Closer. Wait, no, that's your guesses. Reese. No.
Reese, have a guess for a rock band that's close
Take
to
Take an educated guess based on the reactions we've just had to his thingies. Don't go and say something like fucking Scooter or something.
The Proclaimers.
It's a rock band. No!
That's your guess.
You can't have that. It's a rock band.
Legendary rock band. That's all you got to say.
You said Aerosmith. I was like, that's not that far apart, even in the right decade of their out.
Guns and Roses.
Guns and Roses. No, it was AC/DC, of course, with...
Oh, I don't know this song.
Thingy from Hell. Back from Hell.
No, that's Meatloaf.
Hell is Bells or whatever
that's
it is.
No, Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell.
Yeah. Bow, bow. Hey, what's your guess?
Fucking hell. It's hard, this one, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Headboard and hair.
That's your guess. Okay, he said bold and hair, so that's his guess.
Bold hair, yeah, Reese, what's yours?
Do you actually want to guess?
That's so hard. Cut.
Nah, no, don't think about the concept.
That's what I'm saying. Stop
think about,
thinking about
what
hair.
It looks like.
Or right. No
that's
hair.
What I'm saying.
Oh, so like the, okay, wait. No.
Yeah.
Think about what it looks like.
Yeah. What do all those people with no hair? It's not about the hair, though, and shaving.
I know what it is. It's
nothing to do with
it. I know what it is. Egg.
Oh, fuck.
Stuck in the burst!
Hush it, Michael Payne. Hush it. No.
No.
What are you saying, Reese? Because Harley's had his go. You have to come in here.
You have one guess.
Say it.
Right. I don't know.
I know what it is.
You can't say it. Let me.
Why can't he say it?
Just say it.
He had a guess. So this is the number 10.
It's 4-3.
Number 10, okay?
Ooh, you know them ones. That half a bar.
That's a hard one because I wouldn't have got that from the intro, you know, even though I know the song very well.
Yeah, shoot, I would have. The last bit.
It does sound like the acoustic version, though.
Yeah, for real. I was thinking, Jacob, why don't you get the gospel version of the tune?
Oh! I know what it is. What? Is it Moby?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why Does My Heart?
Yes! It's for Orange! He's brought it back, level!
And it's Deviled Egg Day.
Yes!
What's Deviled Egg?
They're like spicy eggs.
5-4.
But we do have a bonus, don't we?
Has been the most exciting game ever.
If anyone gets this bonus, I'm going to give him like 50 points because this is a hot.
Harley will get this.
I've got a feeling Harley will get this.
No, it's not. It's just that when I'm really, really deep it, I genuinely think.
You genuinely like Harley more. When I really think about it.
Listen. You need it, girl?
Yeah. Spin that one.
It's not Randy Newman.
That is hard, actually, from that.
Yeah. No, I reckon I'd get it from that.
They could have a clue.
No.
Do you know what I just realised this sounds like?
What?
There's a Q-Tip song that was on, what was that, his most recent album?
It's not Q-Tip.
Let's not guess.
Because it wasn't like a chart hit, was it?
It was a theme tune to something.
And wait, spin it again. Was it 9?
A TV
show. In fact,
show.
You know what? Reese would know this
guessing.
As well.
Is it a sitcom?
Yeah.
Can you please stop giving up? I'm winning. No more clues.
It's neck and neck. Oh, no, it's 5-4. Yeah.
Shit,
because if Reese gets this, then we're going to need another bonus question.
See, I think I know the TV show, maybe.
I think we can give it. Can we not? Because no one's getting the title of this, are they?
they'll sing it, and I guarantee they'll say the title.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
I said like Frasier.
Oh, baby, your hand in the salad and scrambled eggs.
No?
You've
never seen an episode of Frasier?
Of course I have.
You don't remember the theme tune?
Yeah, of course I have.
I actually haven't seen an episode of Frasier.
Can you get the theme tune up?
That's fuckery.
That is fuckery.
Fuckery.
Where did you chuck? Yeah, Natalie says fuckery.
It's better than fuckery.
No, a fuckery sounds like a place.
Some words need a vowel.
A fuckery sounds like a place where you fuck.
I'll say, damn you all. I like fuckery.
A French brothel would be called a fuckery.
Jacob's telling me it's on the system unless it's not spelled in the right way.
But yeah, but everyone knows Jacob's evil. Frasier. You can't listen to what Jacob says.
That's it.
Go on. You'll as soon as you hear it drop, you'll recognise it.
Mm-hmm. Hear the drop.
You'll be fuckery devastated when you find out what it is. Don't even get.
Hey baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
I actually don't know.
And maybe no! I seem a bit confused.
I've never seen an episode of Frasier before.
But I got you pegged. Nah, Frasier is so sick.
But I don't know what to do with all the salads and scrambled eggs.
What did you used to watch after Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yeah.
Scrambled eggs.
I didn't quite get to Everybody Loves Raymond either.
What is a boy to do? Good night, everybody.
Oh man, that brings back memories.
Yeah, I love a bit of Frasier.
How did you not make it to Everybody Loves Raymond?
I never watched it.
I was away in the morning.
I watched Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah.
Which was probably 10 times better, even though I've never seen. Everybody loves Raymond.
Yeah.
And he was like one of them was a cop or something.
Yeah, his big brother.
Yeah, I saw a few episodes of that actually. That's relatively new, isn't it?
No, that was before Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah, way before Everybody Hates Chris.
I only started watching it quite recently.
That's good.
It was years ago. That was
seen.
Neither of his parents are with us anymore.
R.I.P.
I brought it down.
Oh, they're dead?
Yeah.
I thought you meant they were here earlier on and then they just like they had to go somewhere or something.
I was going to get and exclude them in, but they had to go. Oh. But anyway, so that is Harley 1.
Congratulations, Harley.
So Harley plays someone.
That was tight.
And he's over the moon, clearly.
About that.
I think he just feels sorry because I had a genuine chance. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You
feel like your relationship's on like tenterhooks now, isn't it?
I feel closer to you because of the way you've reacted. Like you didn't over celebrate, rub it in my face.
Yeah.
That shows who a real Bridgman really is.
Yeah. who plays who then next week?
I fancy my chances against the winner.
Harley.
Because I haven't had a game for a while.
That's good. So me and Reese will concoct something for next week.
Okay.
Lovely.
Okay. Right.
Let's get into a song and then we will get Double S into the
show. Yeah, we've got special guest Double S coming in after this. You're listening to FUBAR Radio, it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
At night.
Radio presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
Today in the studio I have with me my dear friend Bethan Ledley.
Wait, it's about time. I've been around guys before that like a little bit of butt play. It's funny how so many of them are not comfortable enough to like tell you. They just kind of like edge you in that direction. Like seriously, no, why don't you just tell me? Like, I get it. I don't know if it's the masculine term, as people like to call it.
I think whatever, waking up the ass is one of the most masculine things someone could do.
Right.
Cool.
In my personal
In your
opinion.
Personal opinion. Nice.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Liar. Liar. Claiming that you're jealous, claiming that you're a gangster, claiming you're gonna rob me, claiming that you're a chapster, claiming that you're gonna shoot man, claiming that you're gonna stop man. Stop it. You ain't no bad man. Like you're a liar, 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 liar.
It's hard for them, hard for them. You're not lying, say we're lost then. Them man lying, say their team when I'm bought sticks. About Arsenal's, your team never bought shit. It's not by force, be a goon, be a goon. Colours no turning back when it booms. You got caught dabbing in the rain. What else? Now the doctors are dabbing on your wounds. Everybody is a G till the war spreads. And the arms in your face, call him Ahmed. When I want stress, I'd rather a bad B. Feel my D and the abs, call me Abdi. But the brain shit, what the fuck's this? So much uck, you a tinker from Uxbridge. Self-made, I eat tie and tuxes. Stop, stop lying, you ain't hustling.
Don't let these wimps near me. Liar, liar, Jim Carrey. When it's on, they just ran and hide. Bar 4 or 5, swear your mother's life. Skirt, skirt when I'm in a group. My young G, bring the beef to your door like delivery. So don't get smart. If they find out that Mark's got the belly, they'll stretch Mark. If there's a problem, let me know. I need a bad thing like Demi Rose. I saw your chicken Nando's. Now she tryna periscope.
She wanna come back late night. Better put your phone on silent. She said she never did this before. Stop lying, stop
claiming
lying.
That you're jealous, claiming that you're a gangster, claiming you're gonna rob me, claiming that you're a chapster, claiming that you're gonna shoot man, claiming that you're gonna stop man. Stop it. You ain't no bad man. Blood, you're a liar, 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 liar.
Sweet corn for a pretender. Might hit a bystander. Last man standing, you're not understanding. Last car got abandoned. Pull up in something that's not regular. Three man in the back, there's no leg room now. Big man wanna gossip and spread rumor. I don't talk about beef when I'm next to her. You pop guns, sell bricks and you're no good.
Is it?
Put work in the streets and you're so hood. Yeah, right, all of that sounds good. But why you not allowed back in your old hood? Somebody's lying. Got you red-handed and you're still lying. Lying, lying. Can't mix sheep with lions.
Bitches, liars, they keep bitching. Sideman, pick a sideman, stop switching. What is this? These niggas got me on their hit list. I'm laughing, the only time they have me is stitches. I got a phone call, my pagan got touched. I went at the crime scene, I was in a hot tub. Having a hot bub, you drop bangers, man, it's hot stuff. Now that's a lie, cause you're not us. That was shaky. She sucked my dick while she tickled my balls. Oh la la, that was freaky. I didn't say I didn't like it though. You're looking like your bro, go buy a like a bro and just trap on. Lick them shots like your Lampard. Trap yard, turn it mad, I'm the landlord. Fiver, sell fives, you're just a minor. Liar, fake brother and a designer.
Them man lie through their teeth. Take my scrub, I can't lie on my teeth.
Them man don't hit the trap and get cheese. You're a rat, you don't flip and stack, you're just cheese.
It's written all over. You ain't the gal them sugar, you're the gal them chauffeur.
You're the gal them joker, she's sitting on your face, you're the gal them sofa.
Yo, we're back.
Liar.
And we're back, we can't hear anything.
I can hear, I can hear.
Yeah, we can all hear.
Okay. Hello, hello, hello.
Are you going deaf, Harley?
Maybe that's what it is.
But maybe we've literally just uncovered a major health problem that Harley has. Harley genuinely can't hear. Can you hear now?
I think
it's your headphones. And
maybe
they're not plugged in.
You're lit now, still.
Nah, still nothing.
No?
Oh, let me try this. It's not even a 10.
Just go on.
But anyway, despite that technical difficulty, we do have a very special guest in the studio, in the office, should I say, of Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. He goes by the name of Double S.
What's going on?
No, man, cheers for joining us, bro. We've had some grime legends pass through the doors of our office, man. We had a Sharky Major quite recently.
Okay.
We're going to have many more. We've had Heavy Trackers in.
Yeah.
Izzy Gibbs we've had in.
So, you know what I mean? We are really, really sort of in tune with what's going on in the scene. And obviously, you've been a major player in grime, as it's now called, for years.
Yeah, of course.
Started with Shoddy Crew and then on to Marvel,
right?
And now, have you gone solo, or is it just are you all pursuing solo projects?
I've gone solo.
Okay, so there is is there no Marvel?
Right now, yeah.
Okay, okay, cool. Yeah. Are we going to see a return at you some never, point?
No animosity, though.
I don't know. No.
Okay, cool.
No problems. Everyone's good.
Wicked, wicked. So, solo stuff.
Yeah.
You've dropped a couple of bits very recently, including Style and Flows with JME.
One of my favourite.
Massive.
Love my bro.
I can't think of a JME collaboration where it hasn't.
Yeah, now JME's always been, he's got that flow. Do you know what I mean?
He had that spice to it, didn't he?
He can flow on anything.
And I've noticed as well, like, there's you and Kano. In fact, that had songs with him. Sorry.
That was very funny.
I'm spazzing out.
It's really hard not to laugh.
I just tried to stab my mic with my pen. I'm on some fucking Joe Pesci.
How have you found it going solo? Do you forget it more nervous about doing it?
Do you know what it is? When I was doing the Marvel thing, it was more easier because you can just do a chorus and then a verse and then chill. Now you have to do the bridge. You have to do three verses. You have to do, but I love it because I like creating music.
Because you've always been since the Marvel days, which is when I first started listening to Double S and Marvel in general. You've always known how to write songs.
I've always said to myself, music, that's what music is. Do you get what I mean? Like, I don't think anyone can write a 16 bar. Like, you could tell a 14-year-old write a 16 bar, but I want to be creative with it. Like, I grew up on 90s music. Do you get what I mean? So that's the music that makes me feel something, and I feel like that's what music's supposed to be.
Yeah. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
So you, Marvel had a song called We Know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the next year, Drake dropped a song called Headlines.
Yeah.
Did you ever see any sort of similarities between his hook and your hook?
I did, yeah. And
did anyone ever mention it?
Everyone did.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Me and Shocker spoke about it bare times. But do you know, it's music sometimes, because even down to me, like, there'll be times where a song will come out before mine and I've spoke about the same subject. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes you
That's different. You can put that down to Great Minds Think Alike.
Of course.
But when you release a song and then a year later, someone who now has been proven to listen to UK music drops a song with a very similar hook and that person is Drake.
I ain't heard the Drake song. What's the similarities?
He goes, they know. And yours is,
We know.
God damn.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
I thought that as well, but do you know, it is like, I'll always see it as that, because I'm not these people that will go and be like, oh, you copied my song.
If anything, it's a good thing.
It's a blessing, like, isn't it? He took something, if that's the way it worked, then he was inspired by something and he changed it up enough so that I suppose you couldn't say he bit it, but you could definitely see that there could have been some inspiration.
Of course.
Absolutely.
I kind of think that's fine, like, in the sense of, like, I might like a flow that Eminem might do, and I might be like, the way I write flows as well, if I could just put on a beat, and if that makes sense at that precise moment in time, I'm going to keep it.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? I won't think too much about it.
But then, to play devil's advocate, do you not think that that's fair dues? Because Eminem is a huge artist now, right?
Yeah.
And you're kind of paying homage to a legend in a way. You've been inspired by something a legend did. So that isn't harming Eminem in any way. I'm not saying it harmed you, but what I'm saying is, Drake is a massive artist, isn't it? And if someone who is big takes something from someone who is a lot less known than them, I think it's a different dynamic to when the roles are reversed.
It's true, but I kind of feel like it's how you are as a person. If you're a person that can understand why these things happen, like, I'm very peace of minded sort of person. Like, I understand my own space, so I won't ever look at something and be like, oh, that's gonna harm me. Like, as long as I'm content, like, that, he didn't take no money out of my pocket, he didn't cuss my mom. Do you get what I mean? Like, it was just, like, it was just a literally, he liked that melody, he might have run with it. But I wouldn't think to myself at the time, maybe he heard it, maybe he didn't. Do you get what I mean? But
I do sound like the president of the anti-Drake brigade right now. I do actually appreciate some of Drake's songs.
John's funny, yeah. When I was maybe like, must have been 17,
yeah,
me and Jordan Rizzle Kicks, we used to bump your shit hard. And we actually used to like kind of watch your stuff. And we came to see, I can't remember where it was, we came to see live and very early on in our stages.
Yeah.
And we thought to ourselves, we tried to kind of take some influences from what you guys do, because it was very much like, we're like, okay, we're a duo.
Yeah,
we need to watch some other, you know,
of course,
your banter, how you work together on stage.
Of course.
Going solo now, do you find have you done any live performances on your own for this?
Yeah, I have.
And have you found it more like you've got to just take the reins on this?
Do you know what it is? At first, I used to always think to myself, okay, how am I going to do it just being by myself and rare, this and that? Mm. And then after a while, it's like, I just told myself, let me bring how I am as a person there. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. And most of the time, I've got my people with me. Do you get what I mean?
Course,
like, I've got all my cousins. So I'll go on stage sometimes with them, and then we just vibes out. Even if they're not in, the people in the crowd ain't caring.
You reciprocate the energy from the entourage. Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So it just depends. Like, I'm very creative. So it just depends how I feel and how I'm thinking at the time. Sometimes I might be like, cool, I got it myself. Do you get what I mean?
Of course.
And sometimes I might be like, oh man, them come true, let's have a fun time. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. Do you know, like, solo, do you feel that you get more room to be creative and help get your kind of view across now that it's only just you?
Yeah, of course. I kind of feel like with being solo, it's like the way I am as a person in life. I feel when I was in Marvel, everyone didn't know Double S as a person.
Mm.
Whereas me being solo now, literally, I've understood myself as a person. My music even shows that. Do you get what I mean? And even down to like, on like my next CD that's coming out, I've got like grime songs on it, and then I've got songs of how I felt on a different part of my life.
Of course. And you can talk about like in a collective, you kind of like you have to decide wholeheartedly together on what you're going to write about. But on your own, say you're like writing with the Marvel Boys.
Yeah.
Not everything you write is going to fully relate to you.
Of course.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because you all have to have your kind of input on that.
So, yeah.
But on your ones, you can kind of just
anything
have
you want.
Your whole soul into one song.
And that's what music is. Do you get what I mean? It's just a creative moment of time. Do you get what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, before we sort of are you called to stick around in the offices?
I'm here.
Well, we'll get into a song real quick,
yeah.
And then we got a game for you.
Yeah,
we got a game for you. And
I'm rubbish. Well, it depends.
This should be interesting. It's actually based on your name, Double S, as well.
Okay.
And if you don't mind, we'd like you to help us out with a couple of legal queries that some of our listeners have emailed in.
Okay, that's fine.
Brilliant.
Chillin'
cool, you're listening to FUBAR Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. We've got Double S inside.
Yeah, I tell a man chill, you're the dog. I don't care how you feel, you're the dog. Yeah, I'm kinda ill, you're the dog. Got to thank the most high. Game is skill, you're the dog. Keeping it real, you're the dog. Like Beverly, gotta be in the hill, you're the dog. Double be doing it for the thrill, you're the dog. DJ Jack, cause I wanna wheel, you're the dog. I tell a man chill, you're the dog. I don't care how you feel, you're the dog. Yeah, I'm kinda ill, you're the dog. Got to thank the most high. Game is skill, you're the dog. Keeping it real, you're the dog. Like Beverly, gotta be in the hill, you're the dog. Double be doing it for the thrill, you're the dog. DJ Jack, cause I wanna wheel, you're the dog. Yeah, I'm like the flow so aggy. Known in Berms and I'm known in Magic. Grew up with T-Mills, grew up with Aggie. Around the time MP was Slallies and Valleys. Them times there I was in the night trashy. Big K said Minadilly Minadally. Me I had a couple lyrics to impress the galley. Told them one day that I'ma win me a Grammy. So I'ma go worldwide. Gal them sugar what the gal them like. Promoters won't see me if the money ain't right. J-Hus boys cause it ain't no lie. Traveled like cause I ain't got no type. But I won't bring her home cause she ain't no wife. Try coming against double, it's never been wise. Tell them the levels them are way too high. Yeah. I tell a man chill, you're the dog. I don't care how you feel, you're the dog. Yeah, I'm kinda ill, you're the dog. Got to thank the most high. Game is skill, you're the dog. Keeping it real, you're the dog. Like Beverly, gotta be in the hill, you're the dog. Double be doing it for the thrill, you're the dog. DJ Jack, cause I wanna wheel, you're the dog. I tell a man chill, you're the dog. I don't care how you feel, you're the dog. Yeah, I'm kinda ill, you're the dog. Got to thank the most high. Game is skill, you're the dog. Keeping it real, you're the dog. Like Beverly, gotta be in the hill, you're the dog. Double be doing it for the thrill, you're the dog. DJ Jack, cause I wanna wheel, you're the dog. I like your girl, so you better look after your girl. Or I might take your girl. Hot light bling, I will Drake your girl. But if I see your next thing, I'll snake your girl. Give it to a straight, I won't chase your girl. To be honest, you shouldn't rate your girl. Cause you're just a brother that ate your girl. And I'm the brother that penetrates your girl. And let's see, I've gone clear. Calm in a Hermes or a Montclair. Went through Charlene and now I'm unclear. If the checks in the account, make sure it's gone clear. I should get the GQ man of the year. So they feel me, I swear, like the father is here. The future don't exist and even this is past. So anything I ask for is already here.
I tell a man chill, you're the dog. I don't care how you feel, you're the dog. Yeah, I'm kinda ill, you're the dog. Got to thank the most high. Gave me the skill, you're the dog. Keeping it real, you're the dog. Like Beverly, gotta be in the hill, you're the dog. Double be doing it for the thrill, you're the dog. DJ Jacko, cause I wanna wheel, you're the dog. I tell a man chill, you're the dog. I don't care how you feel, you're the dog. Yeah, I'm kinda ill, you're the dog. Got to thank the most high. Gave me the skill, you're the dog. Keeping it real, you're the dog. Like Beverly, gotta be in the hill, you're the dog. Double be doing it for the thrill, you're the dog. DJ Jacko, cause I wanna wheel, you're the dog.
Just came out of Yuna Dog by Double S, produced by Heavy Trackers. That's a massive rhythm.
Oi. Thank you, my brother.
It was a
big, big, big tune.
Huge, 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 huge. Thanks, huge.
We've still got Double S inside the offices. He's kindly agreed to stick around, not only to play some games, but to help you with your legal queries. So without further ado, we're going to get into the game. So we've just called the game Double S. Points for imagination there from,
thank
from
you,
me.
Thank you very much.
I've named it after you. Literally named it after you.
Very creative there.
You got the tunes, Matt. You got the music.
Yes, we need some interrogation music.
Right.
Cool. Create suspense.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I'm a little bit scared now.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm not even playing.
It's like being in the queue for one of them rides at Alton Towers, isn't it?
For real.
I can't hear
And then that, the big voices come out and they're like, are you ready?
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then there's that fucking idiot that goes, I don't think you're going to be allowed on, mate. You're too short.
Never happen, never happen.
Never ever happen.
Don't have
me.
No fear, no fear.
None of that, none of that. All right, cool. Let's get straight into this. So,
read it with an intense voice, can't
okay. Double S.
Yes.
Are you ready for your challenge?
Yes, I am.
I have given you 7 famous people whose names all begin with S.
Okay.
I'm talking first name and surname.
Okay.
I have some facts in my right hand. I'm going to read out these facts, and you're going to tell me who these facts apply to out of all your celebrities.
Okay.
Whose names begin with S.
All right, cool.
I'm talking first name and surname.
He's actually good.
He's good. He's decent.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I'm going to return to my normal voice for this.
That was good, though. That was good.
Yeah, he was good. I want you on my CD. Skits for the skits.
Sick. All right, cool. So, first person. They can speak fluent Japanese.
Wow. Hey,
whoever
who
is
it?
Nine.
Not just Japanese, but fluent Japanese. Know the slang words and all sorts.
Slang.
Has anyone got a pen? I need to do the markings.
I'm going to guess, yeah. It can't be Sylvester Stallone. It cannot be him. I'm going to guess. It must be a woman, because only women have time for that. forgive me. I'm going to go with Susan Sandler.
Okay, wait one sec. I'm just going to mark it. And cool, I'll tell you your points at the end, yeah?
Okay.
Alright. This person was listed by People magazine as one of the 50 most beautiful people in the world.
Sharon Stone.
Come on.
They're not meant to be looking at me.
I'm not.
Don't look at me after you say just people.
Yeah.
These are all people. Yeah.
No. Like the 50 most beautiful people, not right. Like man or woman.
Yeah,
but
people.
This person.
Yeah, yeah. This person was listed by People magazine as one of the 50 most beautiful people in the world.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so this next person. Before becoming famous, they worked as a hairdresser, cleaned out the lion's cages at Central Park Zoo, a lion even pissed on them, and ushered at a cinema.
Say that again.
Yeah, repeat that.
Before becoming famous, they worked as a hairdresser, cleaned out the lion's cages at Central Park Zoo, a lion even pissed on them, and ushered at a cinema.
I'm gonna get these wrong, you know. I can feel
I'm guessing for my own like.
Yeah, I'm having a
for my own like benefit.
Pleasure. Yeah, yeah. Talk to you,
mate. Say it one more time, mate. Because you know.
Yeah, yeah. One more time. It's fine. Let's do it. Before becoming famous,
yeah.
They worked as a hairdresser, cleaned out the lion's cages at Central Park Zoo. A lion even pissed on them, and ushered at a cinema. They didn't do dance routines and sing R&B songs. They just let people know where their seats were.
But then I'm going to go back to that Susan woman for some reason.
Do you want to go?
I don't see it being none of the guys for some reason.
Going to have to push you for an answer, I'm afraid.
Let me go for Susan.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm gonna.
Oh. Then who's number one? What's your answer for number? Wait, doesn't even matter.
Yeah, it's best stuff, isn't it?
Okay. This person. No, in fact, well, I'm just gonna read it out word for word. They like to give people code names.
Weirdo. I'm gonna go for Steven Seagal.
Okay.
Wait, no. Secret Service. No, he's not. You look louder.
No, helping Harley.
Nothing's happening here, bruv.
I know he's double S, but you can't be double H, mate. Helping Harley. Helpful Harley.
No.
Fuck off with that.
I thought you knew that was my nickname. You knew this was dangerous while I'm sitting here.
He just stands there. All right, mate. Want a hand changing them light bulbs? This person was rejected twice for the James Bond franchise.
Oh, mate. Sylvester Stallone. I'm going to go for Sylvester.
Okay. This person... All right. In the Dominican Republic, there is a statue of this person by a fountain.
Who's feeling themselves like that?
To be honest, me, I'll do that.
Yes, it's actually Reese.
Steven Seagal. I'm gonna get these so wrong, I can feel it.
Yeah, I feel I'm gonna get it.
Last one. This person was arrested several times for protesting against the Vietnam War. They also fought for civil rights.
Probably bloody helpful Harley, wasn't it?
I'm only going for this one because I haven't picked him yet. Sammy Sosa.
Okay.
I doubt it's even that.
Alright, let's see. Let's see how you did.
I honestly did. I'm intrigued.
Right, so you just have to turn it out quickly before you say
that. I'm intrigued how I did.
Just a moment of tension to see who's done well.
Okay. So, alright, basically, you played against Harley.
Yeah, I helped him with one. No, I didn't.
Alright, well, no. Helpful Harley.
Imagine himself out, you know.
Alright. So, four, they can speak fluent Japanese. You said Susan Sarandon.
No, it wasn't her.
The answer was actually Steven Seagal.
I knew that.
I thought Steven Spielberg.
No.
Right.
You're not helpful at all,
damn.
Are you?
Think about it, it would be Steven Seagal, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Martial arts and all that.
He's the way of the
I just
samurai.
Thought Spielberg, he's like, he just looks, you know, he looks like so an good. Intelligent
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's true.
I thought it was her, because a woman, like... they want to learn
they're
that
more,
stuff.
They're more talented than men, so
right. They want to learn that stuff.
Yeah, I hear that. I see your...
you saved me.
The reason behind it was logical, definitely. This person was listed by People Magazine as one of the 50 most beautiful people in the world. The answer was Sharon Stone,
come
which
on,
you got right.
The penguins, you get me? Over here, no.
I did get that one right.
Before becoming famous, they worked as a hairdresser, cleaned out the lion's cages at Central Park Zoo, a lion even pissed on them, and ushered at a cinema. You said Susan Sarandon. The answer was actually Sylvester Stallone.
Damn.
Go on, Sylvester.
Yeah.
I'm getting this all
I was rough. Thinking that for some reason, but then I didn't hear certain other stuff, so I said no, it can't
be. Yeah.
They're all going to be wrong now. I've only got a chance to get three right.
Let's move on to the next one.
I might win.
They like to give people code names. That was the Secret Service. You
come
got that
on.
One, right?
That.
So you got 2 points.
Best.
Cool. This person was rejected twice for the James Bond franchise. The answer, well, you said Sly Stallone. The answer was actually Steven Spielberg.
He's a waste, man.
But I think it must have been directed, right?
Waste, man.
I think you thought maybe rejected to play Bond rather than
something.
Yeah, it would be directing. I don't think Spielberg.
I think too much.
In the Dominican Republic, there is a statue of this person by a fountain. You said Steven Spielberg.
Why did I say?
Or did you say Steven Seagal?
No, Seagal.
I said Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal. The answer was actually Sammy Sosa.
Sammy, you're a wish, man.
I was gonna say that. Yeah, I was gonna say that. But then I'd already put him down as the hairdresser.
He looks like
he could have been a hairdresser. Do you know what I'm saying? He's got that happy smile. That
yeah, Sammy Sosa is actually a legendary baseball player.
Sylvester Stallone has done the hairdressing thing.
Yeah,
he's a wish, man.
And last but not least, this person was arrested several times for protesting against the Vietnam War.
They also fought for
civil rights. You said. Sammy Sosa.
No, I did say
the answer was actually Susan Sarandon.
Yeah. I knew that one.
Hey, Susan, you was going hard still. I rate your thing still.
Trust me. So you got two out of a possible one, two, three.
My name's Double, actually. That's all right.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
you got double only, points.
I feel, so yeah, I feel good now.
I got three, so I win. So
yeah,
right.
You're triple H.
Triple H.
No. Don't no. Gas Harley's him, no pedigree.
Don't gas him. Don't gas him.
Right.
Should we move on to a couple of legal?
Yeah, man.
So, right, so basically, this part of the show, this is a bit.
I have explained it.
Gets a bit weird.
Okay. What kind of weird? I'm weird.
You're about to find out.
You're not this weird.
Okay.
Let's kick off with a really normal
one. Sickest.
Hello, Payne and Sylvester. So these are from our listeners. I'd like your thoughts and maybe your help. I have a pretty okay sex life with my boyfriend. I never really have to fake orgasms. We've got a bit tighter recently and talked about what really makes us tick. I like him to massage my scalp, and he said he would like to lick me all over, which was cool. He did, but was sniffing me as well. And when he got to downstairs, started sniffing my lady bit, and then turned me over and sniffed my bum.
Is your fucking boyfriend Lassie or something? What the fuck? Yeah.
I didn't hate it, but it's not really my jam. Since then, every time we've had sex, he's gone down there and sniffed my bum.
He's doing too much. He's doing bad stuff.
It really turns him on. How can you sort out some legal way to get him to only sniff my front bottom? Thanks.
Why do you want even?
You don't need no.
I say do a shit and don't wipe.
No, drop. That's too much as well.
That's my immediate remedy.
She just needs to drop my manaka. He's doing too much. You get me? That's what's happening. That's literally the end of it.
But she loves him. She loves him.
That means she loves him. She likes him though.
Let me show you something. You see someone that's booty. Yeah, it's spooky. Do you get what I mean? Like pattern, bruv.
But we here at, all right, here at Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, we kind of do things like laterally, rather because you know the average person would go, yeah, just break up with a person,
of course.
But the thing is, it's so much more complicated than that, isn't it?
It's only gonna get worse though, because it's still a problem.
Really? She might attract these guys.
Nah, that's a weird.
She might attract bum sniffers, man.
You're a weird gal.
No, she likes him though, because all she wants him to do, she likes the sniffing. She wants to be
just
sick.
Not her bum.
Just sniff her front bottom.
That's why I said take a shit and don't wipe. Stop soon enough.
When he goes to the bum, just like put a dog there and see how he reacts.
Put a poodle or
something. Put a dog there, yeah. Just go there. You sniff his bum.
Where did he learn this? Who taught him this?
Today.
I think it's she says sniff in the bum, so it's not even the bum cheek.
He's doing too much. All it is he's doing bare stuff. That's literally your scanner. He's doing
he's
too
just
much.
Doing too much.
Way too much. I say shit and don't wipe.
I say bum meat.
No, but the thing is though, does he kiss after he sniffs? That's the thing. You don't want that to happen, do you, if he's gone down there and that's the situation.
He's a salad, that's what he is, yeah. And no, I'm playing. But yeah, no, he's doing too much. If she feels that there's a problem, she needs to drop my man.
Don't turn over. Just say I don't want to. I've got a bad back. Say I've got a bad back. He's gonna
turn
over.
No means no.
He's gonna want to do it. He's gonna want to do it. She needs to sort the situation and keep it moving. You get me? That's what needs to happen. That's the legal way to go about it.
Review the situation. Take part.
Very fun. Very fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Should we do one more?
Let's do one more. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, because we've also got one to play out as well.
Oh yeah, of course.
I've got some to play. I've got one to play. I think I should play one out actually.
Do that then.
This is from Mice Diggy, who presents this hip hop show with Sarah Love on Mondays, 4 till 6 p.m. This is Mice Diggy's Little Legal Situation.
Yeah, hi, Payne and Sylvester. This is Mice Diggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. Yes, of course, you know Mondays 4 till 6 right here on Fubar Radio, the hip hop show. I have a friend. It's actually a friend who, he's got this slight problem. Listen, so his ex, who, you know, he bought this weave for about 3.5 years ago or something like that. He's saying basically, this is what he's telling me. He's saying he's seen her, you know, with some other dude wearing the same weave. And he's not sure whether he's happy that they're fucking while she's wearing the weave that he bought her 3.5 years ago. So, yeah, just for my friend, obviously, want to give him some advice on whether he can sue, get that weave back, or, you know, maybe she can give him some of the money that the new man has been spending on her whilst he's got the weave on that. Yeah, so, yeah, help me out there. Thanks. For a friend.
He wants to make it very clear. It's
that's
for
his friend. Right,
he
yeah.
He said that
okay,
several
cool.
times. For his friend.
That's we'll your weave, consideration.
That is your weave.
That's your weave, man.
That's your thing, Doug. Hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. I love like, how you'd care about that. That's so funny.
Yeah, bro, that's his money. That's his weave.
Mate, hair ain't cheap, you know?
I guess.
Good hair ain't cheap.
Run up on her and just untangle that.
I say snatch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. That's your weave.
It belongs to you, innit? Yeah, if you've got the receipt still.
And then just like stick it on your head and like, so there. Do you know what I mean?
It's not going to sort the situation. Because he's getting violated at the moment. Yeah.
And then she needs to respect the thing and not be.
Yeah, she has to
weave.
Respect the thing, you get me?
No.
This is all mad. So what do we do here?
All he wants is the weave back.
Yeah.
Nah, that's a lie.
Well,
oh, yeah.
I think the weave's a metaphor, isn't it?
Yeah, we've understood that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
For his friend, remember. It's his, it's for
it's his friend. Yeah, we got to remember it's his friend.
He's seeing his friend is seeing a weave walking around that he paid for it, the friend.
Yeah.
And he just wants to know what to do about that, really.
Are you basically saying it's not the friend?
It's the friend. It's definitely
his property. But then at the same time, if he gifted her the weave, then that's the thing. Maybe he's got to take the L on that.
Maybe she should get it on tip.
You know, one thing I've realised about this is good guys never win. That's what I have realised.
Yeah.
So don't be the good guy.
Don't buy a weave.
No. Yeah, don't do the weave.
Don't buy a weave.
Don't do weaves on tip.
Don't buy a weave. But not even, like, buy her flowers instead.
Nah, because then you'll feel violated when she violates.
True. When she's banging the next man, she's holding your flowers.
Don't buy anything.
It's just mad.
It's all mad still. Because then you start throwing plates and that.
Take it with proper ragga.
Right. How are you helping Mice? We got to help him. Mice is friend. Sorry.
Well, if Mice's friend wants the weave back.
Yeah.
He's got to present some proof of purchase to her.
Runs up with a receipt.
You're saying a receipt?
Imagine running up with a receipt and snatching the weave.
This is why I keep receipts, you know?
Yeah. especially for weave.
He's just got shoeboxes at
home.
I keep my
tag on sometimes as well.
Just in case you gift it to a woman.
Yeah, I always keep the security tags on my clothes when I walk out of the shop.
See if you can't get it back on tacks.
You want to get nicked.
Ali just looked at me like, yeah, I'll do that as well.
Yeah.
That's normal.
I say, show proof of purchase before snatching the weave. You got to snatch it. You can't just take a weave. You can't have a weave handed back to you.
No.
You have to snatch the weave.
Pattern that receipt, though.
Yeah, pattern the receipt. And even if you've got to go back into the shop, tell him the time and date, see if you can do a reprint.
Yeah.
And I love it.
And pattern the retrieval of the weave.
I love it.
Retrieve.
That's a good one, still. You're nearly as funny as me.
Alright.
We'll get a dog, a golden retriever. Sorry, I went too far with that.
I was going too far.
There we go. Well, I think we've helped. Yeah,
we've
helped.
Bobbin and weaving.
Hey! Yeah, Bobbin and weaving!
I had to jump it, sorry.
Brilliant.
Well, thank you so much for helping us out.
Yeah, thanks for that, bro. Like we said, the queries are a bit separate sometimes.
That's not even that mad for us. That was just
That was tame.
We're so used to it now that we're just like, cool, yeah, we'll help you.
Literally desensitized to it.
Aggressive with it.
Let's get into a song and then we'll get back into that story that I was telling you about earlier. And then Hannah Witten is up at 6 o'clock. Till 8 o'clock.
Yeah, yay.
Hey, little girl, what's the matter with you? Don't you like the things I do? You're wearing a frown. I've been shut down. Brand new car, big
Wayne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Who knew the popular Sega cartoon video game character had his own band?
Oh, the Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wait.
That was the Sonics with Shot Down. Mm. We've just had Double S in the offices. He's just left.
Inside.
Having helped us with a couple of quite tame.
Yeah, for today they
comparatively
were.
Tame legal queries. Mm. He provided some assistance.
Well, maybe they're not, and we're just immune to it now. We're like, sure, bring anything on, it's fine.
It's true.
Sniff the bum? Sure, why not? It's do true. It.
I wonder if there is any legal things that could blow our mind.
I don't know.
Well, maybe there's some international legal laws that could blow your mind. Okay. In the new feature that has yet to have a name, I am going to... How are we doing? I've actually had a total mind blank of how we're playing this.
Maybe.
You're reading out questions.
Yeah,
and we're
but are
answering
we doing
them.
The country? Yeah, you're guessing the country, is that right?
Yes.
All right, okay, cool. We're doing that.
Again, once again, Payne and Sylvester, the least organised show on your airwaves.
This is a work in progress. Because we were running through a lot of different situations of how this could work before the show, but we're going to try this one today. So I'm going to tell you.
And if you think of a good name, send it us because.
Yeah, we're blank.
Mm-hmm. Scientific.
Okay. Yeah. In what country. So I feel like, should I just...
Yeah, put that music on
the
again.
Same music?
Yeah.
This might as well just be the music we can use for this whole thing. In what country is it illegal to step on money?
To step on money?
You can't step on money in this country.
Is it in South America?
No.
Saudi Arabia?
Russia?
No.
Dubai?
No. Right. Be more specific. I don't want continents, I want countries.
Oh, right.
When did we say
we could be here all night. Okay, just give me some countries.
Can we have clues in this one, maybe?
Yeah, I would think.
I don't really
choice.
Know. Like, I
China.
Don't, oh, right. Is it in China, Japan, or Thailand?
Thailand.
Right, got it. Okay.
Yes! 1-0 to Reese.
That's that, yeah.
I said China.
It's not China.
I know, but I was close.
It's out of respect. Not close. It's out of respect for the royal family. They take the monarchy very seriously over there, especially the king, and he is on the notes. So yeah,
I swear it's illegal to do that
and
here.
He's just died, and they're having like a full year of mourning, which is what gave it away.
Yeah, he's just he did just die October the 13th.
Yes,
might change things because he was there for over 70 years, and the new prince of the Prince of Thailand is going to be made king on December the 1st.
Nang.
Fact, fans.
Nang.
In which country? And I don't have to reach.
Let's do no. Just, ask us, and then if we don't get it straight away, then give us.
Where in America? Still looking for a place in America. Is owning more than two vibrators? I mean, this is.
Nashville,
Massachusetts.
Can I read what it says here? Because I think a letter's been missed off or different. In which, where in America is owning more than two vibrators in your cum is illegal? It says cum here. I think it means home actually, but I think someone's got the wrong.
Is it a state? Obviously,
if you own more than two, you are subject to criminal possession in your cum.
Massachusetts.
So, it's not Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Florida.
Washington.
Ohio.
It's not Florida.
Washington.
Not Ohio. It begins with A.
Arizona.
Yeah, Alabama. It's Arizona, yeah. I don't know who won. Who got this?
Me.
Harley's got one. Who got
Reese
the last
has
one?
Got one.
I've got none.
In your pagan.
Salty pagan.
So you can't have two more than vibrators in your home. It isn't clear why, but it conflicts with the state's public morality.
Got it.
Selling them in Alabama. What is... Can land you in prison for up to a year and saddle you with a fine of up to $10,000.
Saddle you.
Arizona. Arizona and Alabama?
I said Alabama.
No, definitely not.
No, is it different? So it's... Who wrote this? It's wrong! It's fucking wrong!
Why, did it say
Where's
Alabama as well?
Yeah. Said, do you know what? We're just winging it.
I said Alabama as well, so do I get a point?
Well, I'm going to give you another point because Alabama, Arizona's
here. We've all got bare points.
Can I have
10 points for Justin, Michael!
Okay. Don't. If this could all be wrong, I don't know. And in where, in what place in the country is it illegal to sing loudly after sunset?
Which country?
Yeah. Aloha. I'm just giving it away now. Aloha.
Hawaii.
Yeah, it's Hawaii. Yeah, that's right.
I was first, so I've got the point.
Noise pollution. Can't sing loudly after sunset.
In
where?
They love a sing song over there as well.
That's racist.
Why is it racist?
Because you're imagining them on the beach and in grass skirts.
With the hula.
Does that not like
not
a thing?
That's not all Hawaiians do.
Not everyone.
No, but like not saying in Hawaii, that's a nice, vibrant place and they like to sing a lot in Hawaii.
There's Bruno Mars as well. He sings different songs. Yeah, Bruno Mars is Hawaiian.
That pegged me as a racist fan.
I'm only joking. Okay. You look Hawaiian.
Number four, Reese is winning. Oh, Harley got a point. Oh, yeah, I did that.
I got a couple points.
You
I just got that one.
Got
I just got Hawaii. Yeah,
I'm taking one. Fuck it.
I'm just giving them out now.
Can Michael have
going.
3 points?
No, Michael's got none. Where and when what place is there a law that states that nightclubs must play the same amount of tango music as all other forms of music combined?
Oh, Mexico.
I know
somewhere
this.
In South America.
It's not Mexico. It's.
Venezuela.
Portugal.
No, not Portugal. Don't cry
Hungary.
For me. Don't cry for
Argentina.
Me. Argentina. Yes, it's Argentina.
Pow.
Thank you.
Pow.
Thank you. In Argentina,
pow.
It's about heritage and keeping the passion of tango music alive. What occurred to me is I'm not very good on continents. That's what I've just realised now. I don't know where the place is, actually. Finally, for today, it's gone well, I think, for the first one. It's got no name and it's all wrong. But where in America is it illegal for a divorced or a widowed woman to skydive on a Sunday afternoon?
Israel.
In America.
Oh, sorry.
Israel is in America.
Massachusetts.
I didn't hear you say America.
No, not Massachusetts.
Pennsylvania.
No.
Is that even a state in America?
Yeah, I'm not,
is it a state?
This is a state, but I wasn't necessarily looking for. I was just looking for just names of places. It's the Sunshine State.
California.
Oh, fuck, no. It's not a Sunshine State. I got that wrong, because that is California. I'm not thinking
Philadelphia.
No. It is sunny, though.
Philadelphia. No.
Florida.
Somewhere in
Florida,
Texas.
Florida.
It's Florida.
Adam.
I guess Florida for another answer, so I should get a point.
I meant Miami. Oh, that is Florida.
Okay, apparently this law preventing women from parachuting on Sundays was enacted many years ago in a time when America was trying to preserve and bring morals into America.
That's a lie.
Do you know what?
Powerful bastard's wife divorced him and said, I'm going skydiving. And he went, do you know what? You're not even allowed.
Do you know, I've always said, though, widowers should not be allowed to skydive. I've always said that. Always, man.
You can see the dangers when you say it.
Well, it's still officially on the books as a law, but only very occasionally can be used on a weak case. That is a hell of a weak case if you have to bring in that law, isn't
but
it?
She was skydiving and she's a widower. I don't want to paint her in a bad light, but
it was 12:01 p.m.
Oh damn,
yeah, it's tricky. So that was the new feature. I didn't know what word to use for that.
Phenomenal.
It was a rocky start, let's not say.
A rocky start.
I think we need to get some
guidelines. It was continuously pretty rocky.
I think we need to get...
It was a shipwreck.
It was a shipwreck.
Frantic kind of readings didn't help.
Well, because I realised on here that I should probably read stuff before I handed it. Because then I
prepared.
Can go through and go, this isn't right,
You should get the producers to start trolling you. That's
I know.
What
you
do.
I think we should go back to the drawing board with that one.
Yeah, yeah.
And kind of...
Workshop it.
You know,
workshop
get
it.
The finer details workshop in intact.
I think keep it or bin it would be easier
for the law or the feature itself.
For the future, for the laws.
Yeah,
Is it the law? Should you keep it, bin it, change it? What would we do?
Maybe we'll concentrate on more laws instead of just going through naming places somewhere in the world.
So where in the world is it illegal to
here's a country. Give me a funny law about it.
Yeah, I'd have to have everything.
That's a good guy.
I'd have to have every single country going.
Maybe we should have a segment which requires us to do homework. So
you wouldn't do it.
You weren't even in the group chat for like 2 days.
Exactly. He popped in today. We talked about this. You pop in today and go, what's going on with the show then?
You two are both pagans and you're both wearing green.
I can't be bothered.
Because you've got
one new
bomber jacket, who's this?
Yeah.
And my man over here is like, new dog, who's this?
Yeah, we've both been busy.
Me and Reese ain't got nothing to ask who's this about.
No, we're over here keeping it real.
Just keeping it emoji 100 with the two fucking underlines under it.
Yeah.
That's where underlines usually are.
It's true. We have to go.
Emoji. Oh. Can we stay on for another hour?
No, we can't. Hannah's coming up next.
Where is Hannah?
She's here. She's got Josh Edwards coming in as their co-host, so we have to go and let's have a good hard look at ourselves.
I think you should have a hard look at yourself.
Matt. I say we lock ourselves into the room.
Sorry, just go on for another hour.
Yeah.
No,
we're taking another
we're
hour
going.
Out of Hannah Whitney's show.
Jacob, take him out. Take him out.
Turn my headphones up. Get it, squad. Squad, gang, gang. Ain't they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Ain't they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Ain't they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Ain't they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Ain't they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Ain't they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Ain't they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Ain't they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Ain't they safe. I sold, had them bought.
on the phone. Niggas wanna kill me, tell them go and get your Uzi. Bari got the weapon in the pocket of the Subies. See me on the cat, you see me in the movies. Still you can end up dead when you disrespect the Goonies. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. Say they safe for the pot, not even for the cops. The trap house was a shithole with my nigga smoking on some indo, looking for the police through the window. Said I'd be a minute, of course I was an hour. Never disturb a baker when he's mixing up the flour. Devour these criminals stepping on my toes. I step into the party, I let everybody know. The heat will bang for a legend on the rose. So keep your hands off my brethren and my...
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.